government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
As of showtime today, Central Standard Time, we're having a lot of server problems with Infowars.com. It's got multiple backup servers, and there's some type of problem. We, unlike others, every time we have our own technical problems, do not claim it is a hack attack. A lot of times it is simply a server going out, but this happens a couple times a year. So Infowars.com right now is redirecting. You can go there and link through to prisonplanet.com. And we've invested a lot, but as the site gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets harder and harder to deal with as we have hundreds of thousands of people on it at any one time. And as we, have a database type system that, I guess it's WordPress. We're about to redesign Prison Planet, but we're not even sure we want to go with WordPress because we think it might have glitches for heavily trafficked sites that cause this. We're trying to analyze it. If anybody's got any pointers, you're certainly welcome to email us and give us your tips. That's going to be the good part about in the next few months moving into a bigger office, is because we are going to be able to have more IT people. And right now we don't even have room for folks here in this office. And it won't just be one IT person who has to work around the clock to try to keep the sites up and deal with everything. And that will be possible to get more video editors and get another extra backup IT person. And we're going to go ahead and start the pilot, a television show designed for Dish Network, DirecTV, / some of the other systems. Because $250,000 came in, about $215,000 came in by the end of the money bomb Saturday night, May 31st, 2008. And then over the rest of the following day and today, looks like as much as $30,000 more came in. And, of course, then we have people pledging that there are checks on the way as well. So by the end of the week, we'll have that grand total for you. For now, you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and there's a link to one of our caching servers that actually has the donation buttons on it if you would like to continue to try to give a donation. And you have my commitment that 100% of your donation will be spent on fighting the New World Order, not so much as a thin red cent or as much as the money for a ham sandwich personally will I take out of it. It will all go into fighting the New World Order. And I want to thank all of you. The average donation was right around $20. So a lot of people donated. I don't know how many. I think they said like $18 was the average, actually $18 and change. And you got $250,000 being given in average of $18 increments. That is just absolutely amazing to have thousands of people giving to make this happen. So, again, I salute you. I thank you as we're here on the front lines of the info war for all of your support, not just with the money bomb, but buying the DVDs and the books and, of course, supporting the sponsors, because I got 15 employees and it is not cheap. And we are moving forward against the New World Order. We may have to get some more servers, something to try to keep these sites up, and just a lot going on. Okay, we'll tell you about three big guests that we have joining us today. When we get back, and a ton of really important news as things flush out with the New World Order, and as we get a clearer and clearer picture of what's happening and what's going to be happening, we'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Big show lined up for you on this June 2nd, 2008 edition of the InfoWar. Dr. Stephen Jones hadn't been on with us for about a year. The physicist who was run out of Brigham Young for going through the physics of the collapse of the towers, they just basically paid him off to leave under threat of going after him. And he has now traveled the country, exposing the fact that the towers were destroyed in controlled demolition. He and others have had peer-reviewed scientific studies published in some of the most prestigious journals in physics and engineering in the world. All the little debunkers kept trying to claim that we could never do that. Well, it's happened. And at the same time, NIST was supposed to release 4 years ago why the towers fell. Then they said it would be in 2005. Then they said they'd do it in 2006. Then they said they'd do it in late 2006. Then they said early 2007. Then they said mid-2007. Then they said late 2007. Then they said early 2008. And they just will not release. Now, they put out five different reasons that Building 7 fell and had to retract each one. It was not the oil tank, the kerosene tank, in the building for the backup generator for the CIA and command center that was in there. Oh, yeah, that's who was in there. And the Army intelligence and the FBI and the rest of them, Spookville. it was not one of the towers falling into it, which it didn't, complete lie. We have the photos and video of the front of the building, and they admit that. Now, it wasn't that it was shoddily built, not to specs. They had to retract that. It wasn't that fire weakened it and did it. It wasn't any of that. So remember, when the disinfo people are all over the web and TV and in print saying, why, the government says it collapsed from weakened steel. Just remember, NIST doesn't even say that. They can't even get the government scientists to lie. Just like they couldn't get the CIA to lie about Saddam's WMDs. So they created a special office of plans with a bunch of foreign agents that work for foreign governments, not even Americans, most of them, and they just cooked up lies, and they're doing the same thing with Iran right now. It's what they do. They're a pack of liars. So Dr. Stephen Jones joining us in about 50 minutes. We've got Dr. Mayer Hillman, who came up with the idea 18 years ago. He popularized it. I saw it before that. He's pushing for a global carbon tax. You'll have your global carbon ID card to track everything you do, and you get your certain amount of creds. After that, you pay taxes. Can't have children unless you're below your cred level. Well, you can't raise a child living in a thatch hut with no running water. So it's over. You're not authorized. So he'll be joining us. And then Major General Stubblebine, he ran Fort Bragg, ran special operations for many years, and he will come on. There's a big movie coming out being produced right now with George Clooney. George Clooney bought the book and stars in it. Men Who Stare at Goats, the fellow that wrote the hit piece and later apologized about it, John Ronson, he wrote Them. That, by the way, got bought by Jack Black, who is now about to start production, if it's not already in production, I'm told, of the book Them, and I'm told I'm a central character being made fun of in it. Adventures with Extremists, that was a New York Times bestseller, about my infiltration of Bohemian Grove and other escapades, and other, quote, extremists, though I'm the one of the central extremists, along with David Icke. And then Ian Paisley, of all people, who's just a Protestant. Men Who Stare at Goats is about Stubblebine, because the military believes that with their minds, they did indeed kill animals with their minds. And whether you believe in this or not, the government does. And the special forces do. And so we'll have Stubblebine on. We've had him on before. Very, very bizarre. But Stubblebine believes in remote viewing. Stubblebine believes, I guess you call it astral projection. I don't get into these type of things normally. This is not kind of our genre. It's more of a George Norrie type thing. But when it is the former head of special forces, when it is a major general, when it is someone who believes in this stuff, and they're making a major movie about it, I thought, hey, we ought to have him on about this. So we will have the man who the upcoming George Clooney movie is about, Men Who Stare at Goats. We're not sure what they're going to call the movie, maybe we can have some special forces for the decade they did this. Plus, call in. Did you kill the goat with your mind? We'll find out coming up. We know the Soviets believe in this stuff, too. Well, I bet that throws the atheists for a loop. I mean, what do they think this is? See, I would totally discount Stubblebine, but I've told you I've had quite a few dreams that come true. And other experiences I won't get into on air. But, I mean, this is stuff where I tell people about it. And I know a lot of you have had that happen. I mean, there's the classic case of, I kept saying, we got to go see my grandmother. I hadn't seen her in about 4 or 5 months. She'd been real sick, but she was getting up and around, and she'd had a stroke years before and had trouble eating, but she was doing fine. And I told my dad, I said, we got to go see her this week. I got a really bad feeling about her. He goes, no, she's doing real well, but okay, we'll go this Saturday. And then he showed up at my house, and I'd been up on some radio show to about 4 a.m. This is about 5 years ago or 4 years ago that she died. It was 4 years ago. My son was about a year old or less than a year. But He shows up about 7:30, bangs on the door. I'm asleep. He's drinking coffee downstairs. I've been up all night. He's standing over me in the bed. He goes, I'm just going. I'll see you there. He gets halfway to East Texas, halfway to Buffalo/Fairfields, where my dad's folks are from. And he calls me up on the phone. And he says, yeah, my mother just died. Your grandmother just died. And he was almost there. So, and they talk about this in the diamond mines and the emerald mines and the, oh, what's the other big thing they dig out there in Australia? The opal mines. They'll have those Aborigines down in the mines, and then they're never wrong. This has even been in the news over there, mainstream news. They'll come out of the mine, they'll say, put me on a helicopter, put me on a plane. My mother's just died or my father just died. They say their connection to their mothers is even stronger, I guess, because they grew inside of them. And they'll get on and they'll call. This even happened in the 30s, 40s, 50s, where they a lot of times even had telephones out of the rural areas. Still some areas don't. And when they get there, mom was dead. But I guess when you grow inside another creature and you're actually timed, your whole metabolic rate is timed to their heartbeat. I mean, there's something going on. It's like wavelengths. You can't see radio waves. You can't see television waves. You can't see the cell phone waves. You can't see most of the spectrum of light. You can see the bright sun, or you can see rays of sun in dust. If there's dust or pollen in the air, you can see the rays in your house when the sunlight's shooting through. But that's only one tiny spectrum of everything that's being projected. So I don't know. The problem is, looking into this stuff, there's a lot of quacks, kooks, nuts, con artists that gravitate towards it, so you can't believe 99% of what you hear out there. 99% of it is bull. Now, that's the thing. That's what so many police agencies believe in psychics and go out and hire them and end up having good results, if it's with the few that have actually proven themselves, because the police know there's something to it. I don't know what it is. All right, I'm already digressing. I got a bunch of news I want to cover, a bunch of audio clips I want to play. Let's go ahead and play this first. Now, as bad as this report sounds, it's a complete and total whitewash. So we'll play the clip, come back, play the rest of the clip, and then I'll comment on it. And then I'll get into a story I covered Friday and Sunday, but not enough. They're coming with forced injections for you and your family, and if you don't take them, they're going to take you by armed force and forcibly do it. If you resist, they're going to kill you. But here's a woman who 6 months before had been in a car wreck. And then they, on her medical history, it said that her doctor had put her on some painkillers, but she was no longer on them. They blood tested her, didn't show any of the drugs. They still took her child because, quote, they ask questions and they take your child when you ask questions. So you should know how dangerous the hospitals are. You should know when you go into them that they've got a quota of children to seize. Here it is.
Well, the birth of a baby should be one of the most exciting moments that a couple will ever experience. But an aggressive campaign to screen newborn infants turned that moment into a nightmare for one Indianapolis couple. It's a story that you'll see only on 24 Hour News 8. This is little Kate Ellis. She's healthy and normal, but her birth was traumatic for her parents. It started just minutes after little Kate was born.
A doctor walked in and told her he was going to have to administer methadone.
Methadone for a newborn baby? New dad Mike Ellis was shocked and then worried about giving such a powerful drug to his daughter.
I knew methadone. I've heard in the past that is for people that have a heroin habit. And threw a red flag to me and me. I said, no, we're not doing that immediately.
Mike Ellis was in a panic. His baby had just been born at the Methodist Towers, and a doctor had suggested the baby be placed on methadone. He wanted to talk to his pediatrician. His wife, Shannon, was in a panic, too, but it was her medical history that triggered that methadone suggestion.
Shannon Ellis says her doctor had prescribed hydrocodone for her after she suffered injuries in a February car accident. Oh, yeah. She and Mike trusted that the prescribed drug wouldn't affect the baby.
Why would you have prescribed this to her if this was going to be an issue? Which he didn't have an answer for any time I asked that. I said, I'm very upset about this.
But if I had to do it all over again, I would have dealt with the pain.
It turns out anytime a mother is on a drug, prescription or not, a doctor can order her newborn be screened. And if a parent questions or protests, which Mike Ellis did, Child Protective Services can be alerted.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, while you're listening to this newscast, I want to tell you what the real policies are. When you go into any hospital, and it's 50 times worse if you're doing it on welfare and you're white, because that baby's worth between 300 and 500 grand to them, and you better just look out. And they admit that. They can take that child and the different agencies and adoption agencies. In some cases now, it's up to $500,000 or even higher. Just amazing. And they love middle-class families. They love that. But if it's a healthy white trash baby, guaranteed, because they love it when the parents don't know how to fight and go, it ain't right. something. And they understand they don't know their rights, the system. They just tell them, okay, it's all right. Just sign the papers. We're taking the baby. Just don't say anything. You might get it back. Don't worry. And then they just don't come to the hearings. You just stay there. We'll work it out with you. And then they suspend rights. And they're federally and locally trying to just get to where there's no due process with these fake family courts, which in every case we've investigated are run by the pedophile rings. That's why they do it. They get the added fringe benefit with the poor kids nobody's protecting. They do medical experiments on them and also have their rape gangs on them. By the way, if you're listening for the first time and think I'm exaggerating, I'm not. They had to shut down two prisons in the last few years just outside Austin where they would systematically rape all the women and videotape it, women's prisons. The Texas Youth Commission, at every facility they were raping children. At some, they were selling them out and had the parking lots full at night of local officials coming to pay to rape the children. Texas Rangers for years were told to stand down. And again, I keep using that example because I live here in Texas. I see it. You can do a search anywhere, Indiana, Florida, Michigan, New York State. You know, I mentioned they're murdering the kids with the pesticide and drug test. That's in the news. They take them, strap them down. That's mainly black kids, though. That's their favorite there for some reason. It's kind of grandfathered in. They've always been testing bio and chemical weapons on blacks. I mean, the stuff went on with Tuskegee's, nothing. It's just that back we weren't as corrupt in the 50s and 60s, and then it came out in the 80s, and so you heard about Tuskegee and the syphilis and letting them die of it and spread it to hundreds of thousands. Now it's much worse. I mean, what's bad, letting a black man die of syphilis and in some cases implanting him with syphilis and allowing him to give it to others? Or strapping little black kids down and giving them pesticides till they die. It's so amazing. Oh, no, your government's good. You know, that's my whole point here is the government is so corrupt, so bankrupt, so evil. And how this works is it first started with, well, we'll test mothers we think are at risk for drug use that have a conviction or have a history. See, when you go into any hospital, they have computers hanging on the wall, and the nurse is your little friend, and they sit there, and you don't know it's really a police officer, basically, and that you are now confessing yourself. But without you even asking, they run your Social Security, they run your criminal data bank. It goes through the eugenics office. The health departments were set up as eugenics offices in the 20s and 30s, and they were originally called eugenics offices. But it goes through your modern eugenics office, the health department. That nexus is into the police database. But they then ask you questions. They go further. Had any dental work done? I sat there while my wife, of course, we all know, and we made the decision to not go at home with babies just because the babies we have are so big for some reason. And her first pregnancy was real tough. So my first child was over 10 pounds. So we, you know, go to the hospital. But we understand that they're all brainwashed cult members. They don't even mean bad. They're just brainwashed cult members. We understand. But I'm sitting there while the nurse, you know, it's always one of the master nurses, is, do you have any dental work? What'd your dentist give you for that? And that's why, even though my wife just decided not to have dental work, even though she had a cavity and had an infection, she was afraid she might need painkillers any time in that, and that would be filed. And we knew the statistics. They'd come after our kids. So she sat there with pus coming out her mouth, everything else, because we understand your criminal op. We understand your op. We understand who you are. We know. And but finally, she got some dental work done and had a bunch of cavities fixed after that, poor thing. Listen, you're in a car wreck and you're pregnant. You do not take painkillers. Doctors will order you to take them, but they're going to black op your kids. So that's the disinfo in this story is it wasn't that he questioned. That's what the poor dad was told, and I'm going to get him on after. No, the CPS was already called. In fact, you hear that. Later they allude to it. Didn't matter that there was no drugs in her. Didn't matter there was no drugs in the baby. Didn't matter if it was legal. Didn't matter if it was 6 months before. They were coming, and nothing on earth was going to stop them. And so this is one out of 1,000 cases, I guarantee you, in Indianapolis, Indiana. I know they have thousands a year in every major city. And so they fought back and got their child back for now. CPS is still coming for them. But we're going to break down how this works, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey, I might jump on an open drawbridge.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us as we defend liberty, resist tyranny, and try to wake the public up to the fact that a predatory government owned by private predatory corporations is hunting you. They suck off of you. They milk off of you. It isn't enough, though. Quite a few of us, they actually eat when you get into the political world. They feed on us. They render us down. They use us. They murder our children. They have their way with us. They're being trained to more and more savagely attack us. We're being programmed that it's okay by this predatory, sociopathic, psychopathic, sadistic class. Now, I want to explain something to you. They just said on their medical records, and the medical records said she'd been in a car wreck, and they show the car in the newscast, smashed completely up, the whole side caved in, right on the driver's side, her Mustang. And this nice family, they come, they grab the child, the parents let them grab the child. I don't even know how you do that. I know I'd flip out. I'm sure the enemy's assessed me and knows that's my weak point. But the point is that, and of course the officers are desensitized. Well, we got to do this because all these drug addicts. You see, it's one thing if they've got a, quote, drug addict, okay? And then they know the person's had a history of being a drug addict, and then they still need to inform you under the Fourth Amendment that they're going to be taking your blood and using it against you. But see, these ignorant people don't know that. But see, now they're done grabbing all the drug addicts, kids, and then going and putting them on Ritalin and Prozac and hopping more than two-thirds of the foster kids up on drugs, and they're five times more likely to abuse them than anybody else, so it'd probably be better for them to stay with the drug addict. And by the way, they usually don't even give the children to their family. The grandmas and people always want the baby they grab from some, you know, poor 22-year-old woman that got hooked on pain pills. And no, the family doesn't get them. Some pedophile in another state gets them usually. But I'm serious. So that's how they operate. But in this case, no drugs in her, no drugs in the baby. Then, and I guarantee it's a false test, they did some super complex, expensive test to find that, yes, the baby had, quote, been exposed. Not that the drugs were in the baby, but they do, I guess, some liver toxicity test to show that the baby had been exposed. But actually, I've read that Tylenol, taking Tylenol, will show that, or other chemicals will show that in the liver. But the point is that she was in a car wreck, doctor said, take this, was in her medical records. They use that, and then the CPS came and grabbed the kid. And the media spins it that, oh, they came because she had, and he had said, why are you going to give the baby methadone? That's a serious, you know, form of basically synthetic heroin, which they admit is just as addictive. Oh, how dare you question a god, some power trip doctor. See, a lot of these doctors want the power to force medicine on you. And they'll use extreme examples, you know, of people that won't take medical care because they're Christian scientists or whatever. Hey, that's freedom. If some nuts want to not take medical treatment, and that's their problem. You know, that's what freedom's all about. And again, I'm for reasonable things, like if somebody's leg's broken, they need medical treatment. But see, it's never going to be reasonable. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what that means. And then you got the government grabbing little black kids and testing pesticides on them until they die. I'm going to get into that later. Let's go ahead and finish up with this piece.
If a parent questions or protests, which Mike Ellis did, Child Protective Services can be alerted.
And the state takes action. Back at the hospital, a urine drug screen result on baby Kate was negative. But it was already too late. Child Protective Services was in the process of taking custody of her away from Mike and Shannon Ellis. Again, all the Ellises had to do to raise suspicion and get the state involved was simply ask for their own doctor's second opinion on whether it was necessary to give their baby the powerful drug methadone.
Let's stop right there. It is your right under the Bill of Rights, under common law, to say, I want a second opinion. But again, the egomaniacs had already called the CPS. They love stomping around in their self-important way. So just know that when you're in there and the nurse is typing in that computer, it's all going to the cops. And then they'll always try to trick the man out of the room. Will you take this file downstairs for me? Thank you. And then, oh, hon, we don't like them in the room. We ask this. Are you in a safe environment? You got plenty of money, plenty of food. He didn't yell at you, does he? And women, you know, like to be friendly to other women. And then so she'll say, well, sometimes we yell. But, you know, he's getting better. That's completely normal. Mammals always fight with each other. Canines do it. Seals do it. Whales do it. Gone. Your life's over. Your kid is going to be drugged out, having seizures by the time they're 10, passed around every pedophile ring in whatever city they ship them to. It's over. Your life's over. Black ops win. They have their way. 1.5 million kids in their rape centers every year. The government isn't credible. They're criminals. They've been caught. Nothing's more criminal. No one's more corrupt. No one lies more. No one is more bankrupt, as the Founding Fathers told you. The best government's dangerous and got to be totally controlled and watched. The most dangerous thing there is in society. And 99% of the time, as the Founding Fathers told you. Well, they called a free country and a place that had some liberty the most rare jewel to be guarded. And anyone that approaches it must be killed immediately. That's, by the way, a Thomas Jefferson paraphrase. Talks about killing anybody that approaches the precious jewel. Some call it the phantom jewel. That's another quote by another founding father. Just the ultimate treasure, because from it flows free market, milk and honey, happy families, the strongest people. Just play the rest of the trash.
Drug methadone. Judge Marilyn Moores did not rule directly in this case, but she heads up the Marion County Juvenile Court.
Because of the huge number of children that we are seeing who are born exposed or addicted to drugs, and what a
devastating
thing
right
that
can... More than two-thirds of the children nationwide, you can pull that up, percentage of foster children on psychotropic drugs, more than two-thirds are on it, and the average child is on seven drugs. And then that's how it works. And by then, they start having seizures because the drugs are so toxic, and then they go ahead and give you seizure drugs. And then by the time they've pumped you dry in the system, that's most of the people you see talking to themselves on the street corner. I've talked to them. I've gone, tell me your life story. They took me from my mama. She was a drinker. They took me, and then they put me in the state school. And they, I remember when I was little, I played soccer. I was doing good. And, I'm not even putting words in my mouth. I go, tell me more. Tell me about the medications. When were you put on them? When I was sick, because I cried. They said I was depressed. And you can follow back. If you track them back, you can find their files, who they were. Happy little children. Shining eyes, a whole life ahead of them, and then the military-industrial black op death complex got them. And by the time they're 20, they throw them out on the street. Minds completely shot, most of them shock therapied. They still lobotomize a lot of them. Hey, y'all gotta watch the black and white films of lobotomies. You gotta watch the psychiatrist who invented it laughing as he jams an ice pick in somebody's head and just laughs, going, and you didn't know that was it? See, it was the joke for them to do that right in front of everybody. Just stick an ice pick right in your head. Just, yeah. Right. And you can go watch the black and white films, and you see the all the sicko graduate students going, ooh, it's the power. The power to strap a kid down in New York City and give them pesticide till they die over 3 months. The power of Satan and evil. What else do you want to call that? You're not going to go YouTube, or you're not going to go get documentaries on the history of psychiatry, their own. You're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe they jam ice picks into the fronts of people's brains and laugh for their own petty power, their own sick thrill. Guaranteed, they were killing animals when they were little kids, torturing puppies in the backyard. Now they get to do it to young people. Pit demons. By the way, I got a lot I want to say. Call Jones, see if we can get him on 15 after. I got a bunch of the stuff I want to get to. Move Professor Jones if we can't 15 minutes back, because I got a lot I got to get to, and I'm kind of getting stuck on this. Go ahead and roll the rest of it.
And what a devastating thing that can be for children, and how hard it is to find them after the fact.
See, stop right there. How hard it is to find the children who mother was in a car wreck and was on drugs but isn't now, that the doctors put her on, that doesn't even hurt the baby. See, they push this stuff on everybody. I mean, I remember the time I broke my leg, I'd have surgery. I didn't even take the first bottle of pills. My wife didn't even take, the last cesarean she had, a whole bottle of pills. It's unbelievable. By the way, you take those pills and you put two of them in your lunchbox because you had a root canal, and they pull you over and find it in your lunchbox. You got to have the pills on you. You'll go to prison for that. This system's designed to catch you the prey and put you on the government dinner table. So back to this slimeball judge. These people make me sick. They want your kids. They can hop them up on drugs. Bottom line. Go ahead back to it.
The system reacts pretty quickly.
It was too quick for the Ellises. And as they saw it, unfair.
If this is something that they do...
Stop right there. They always call everything unfair. What was that newscast I was playing last week where they were harassing and attacking everybody and sucking your blood out on the side of the highway without a warrant? And they said, it's unfair. See, they never teach you it's your rights. It's against your rights. Now they've moved into it's unfair. See, people seeing this newscast would think the news was on their side. Really, an acclamation at the end says, well, it is for the betterment of the children. Yeah, that's right. So the dirtbags that run government can have their way with these babies in these facilities. After they're done raping your baby, they then charge you with it. Go back to it.
Unfair.
If this is something that they do with everybody in the state of Indiana, okay. But that's not the case.
Stop. See, they say, oh, it's okay. Just search everybody on the streets and the airports. And you don't have a Fourth Amendment for everybody, but don't profile. And then they go on to say, if it's okay for everybody in Indiana, then I'm for it. Don't fall into that trap. No. You don't do it without due process and probable cause. I mean, this all started 50 years ago where the woman didn't have any teeth and had tattoos and her husband was, threatening her in front of the nurses and going, give me some more liquor. And the baby looked all unhealthy. You then have an investigator come in before it was criminal, before they had the eugenics squads out. And they'd say, they'd run them and then see if they had any drug convictions. And then they'd take a blood test. But see now, but by the way, there's lies within lies here. Everyone is tested and screened for drugs. But see, they can't really tell you that publicly because that is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But so they just do it, just like they take your blood samples. I've been telling you for 10 years since I learned of it and had congressmen on about it, that everywhere in the Western world for 35 years, they have been taking your blood at birth and putting it in an international database. Now, because people got mad because I warned them, they went ahead and passed a law 3 weeks ago, or I guess a month ago now, saying they can do that. Now, you can't pass a law that violates the Bill of Rights. See, they take your blood at birth, they test you at birth, they test the mother at birth, they do what they want. They run the daddy's criminal record and use that to CPS kids and say they're at risk. They're a criminal dirtbag government. Back to it.
Okay, but that's not the case. I mean, they cornered her immediately for something they prescribed for her and treated her like she's a drug addict.
Infant drug screenings are not mandatory for all babies born in Indiana, and not all Indianapolis hospitals do them. So the state removed baby Kate from her parents and placed her in foster care. Remember, the urine test for hydrocodone in the baby system was negative. The Ellises had to go to court to get their baby back, which meant more of a burden.
They were going to sell her vehicle to be able to get an attorney. To be able to go fight to get our daughter back.
3 days later, the Ellises were in juvenile court, and the news was good.
The judge has ordered the release of the child back to Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
So, did the Ellises do anything wrong?
I think the mistake was made in that they were not advised of the potential need for this treatment and the reasons for it.
There you go.
There you go.
Degenerate criminals. You say, you want to give my baby? We don't use heroin. And the doctor wouldn't even talk to him because he'd already called CPS. Well, I want to get another doctor in here. You're not doing nothing. Officers walk in, hands at guns and tasers. Make one move, buddy. One move. The Saudis pay top dollar. And, of course, the dumb cops don't know that. The idiot do-gooder little doctor doesn't know that. Remember the woman just had her wisdom teeth pulled? And she had to pick her daughter up at school. Part-day school, a four-year-old. This was in Phoenix. She pulls in, has two glasses of water. At the restaurant, they serve water and wine glasses. The guy follows her to the mall where she picked up bath salts to go home and take a bath. And, yep, she had taken one hydrocodone, but not even yet. She had taken it in the car, coming back out of the car, going from the mall. The police were waiting. They admitted she'd just taken the pill. She timed it to go home, get in the bath, and they went ahead and arrested her for DWI. Didn't have alcohol, of course. This was in the news. But got her now on narcotics, driving under narcotics. And they're trying to take her kid, and she's lost her job, and her whole life's over. Black ops successful. Well done. And it's all selectively enforced. The illegal aliens are above the law, all the rest of it. They do what they want, when they want, how they want. And if you think that's bad, it's just beginning. I want to get into, when we get back, what I've been talking about since Friday. They want to pass a law to forcibly inject you and give you whatever vaccines they want, whenever they want, including adults. And they're saying that if you don't, they will send police, and if you resist, you will be killed. That's what happens. Imagine, land of the free, home of the brave, you won't take the injections, which they admit are filled with mercury, cancer, viruses, toxins, everything else. The government now admits full of mercury caused all the autism. They're not even denying it now. For all the debunkers, you've been disproven again. Government, multiple court hearings, scientific reports, it's all over the news now. You will be killed. You will be gunned down. And these guys, it's macho to them to kill people. They want to kill you. And they're going to kill you. It's already happening. I've already seen a lot of cases where they come arrest people for their kids not taking shots when there's not even a law. The government is so lawless, so evil. And they've got all these brainwashed chumps working for them who don't even know it. Just keep pushing, keep pushing.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is the story of the folded napkin told in the greatest storybook ever written. It tells of a folded napkin. Though most have not noticed, and the few that have not understood the story, the meaning behind it, the folded napkin. In the greatest story ever told, we are told that the tomb was found empty on the third day, save for the watered-up grave wrapping cloth and the folded napkin. It says, and I read, "And he, stooping down, looking in, saw the linen cloth lying, yet he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloth lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself." We all know the meaning of the empty tomb. The greatest storyteller arose from the grave, the stone tomb, but before he left it, he took time to fold the napkin and place it in its spot. Why? What is the meaning of this, and what does this that was done two millenniums ago have to do with you right now in the time you're living in? Much, very much. Find out how much and how significant the folded napkin is to you right now by going to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky. Garden growing, clothes out on a line. A dusty road when a car goes by. Storytelling of days long ago. And the only place she'd ever been. singing softly, this world is not my home. Your memories take me back again, when I was young and Grandma wasn't old, when she guided me as I watched life unfold.
Yeah, we sure have fallen, haven't we?
Anything we didn't have, we didn't really need to hold. When I was young, my grandma wasn't old.
All right, the next story is one that we've been covering since Friday, but it's just so huge that really we could spend months on this. It's so big. Headline up on Infowars.net. Worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. Again, Infowars.net. Read the bill. It's in New York State. They're trying similar stuff nationwide. 10942 introduced the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of the New York State Department of Health. These are the folks that grab the kids for medical testing. God, they're evil. Calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation compulsory in order for children to attend school. But then when you actually read the bill, it says it's for everybody, including all women, for human papillomavirus. When they admit, go to Gardasil's own website, that it doesn't even protect you from it. They say, well, we think it might help with a few strains, 4 to 6 of 350 strains that we believe are associated with cancer. But we do know that if you take the vaccine and already have the virus, that there's a 45% increase in you getting the cancer. And the average idiot I've seen on the news thinks this is a shot, a vaccine for all cancer. Just unbelievable. By the way, it's a live cancer virus. Most cancer is from viruses. Most of the cancer we've got now is from the shots. We've gone from 1 in 33 dying of it to 1 in 3. They're talking about 1 in 2 now. Keep taking your shots, though. The government loves you, I know. So you just can't get your mind around how evil they are or how the locals are compartmentalized and think they're doing good. The elected New York representatives would no longer determine the mandatory schedule for vaccines to attend schools. And by mandatory, they claim it's mandatory to attend, but there's a waiver. Decisions made by the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization practices would automatically become mandatory. So the state's putting you under the feds. All children, infants, and toddlers included in New York would be required to get all vaccines recommended by the ACIP according to the ACIP schedule. So forcing all the babies to have the shots. You think they already tried to take your kids when you don't now and there's no law because they're crooks. Now the crooks are getting caught, so they're trying to pass a law, which is still a criminal law. All children, infants, and toddlers included in New York would be required to get all vaccines recommended by the ACIP. There's already over 50 of them, quote, recommended, but see, now it's the law. But here's the bigger issue. A lot of you are going, wait a minute, they already said it's the law to take shots. See, there's no law, folks. See, that shows they're bad. That's the proof right there. They lie. They lie to you. I'm going to come back, get to this, finish up with somebody screaming and yelling at me. Amazing YouTube clip showing the true ignorance we're facing. Then Professor Stephen Jones and a lot more. Stay with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
When the criminal government from Illinois to Texas pulls you over and tries to take blood from you without a warrant, they claim they're doing it for the prevailing interest of the state. The state means the criminal foreign corporations that own our governments. When they've had the United States in emergency restructuring under asset forfeiture since 1933, so they're just squeezing their animals. They call us human resources, and under international treaty, we are sold as chattel slaves. We're referred to as property of the state, and they're just now, they've got us trained to how to be, look for handouts, how to be cowardly, how to be weak, how to have our rights violated, how to squeal in fear. We are the land of the coward, the home of the slaves, from land of the free, home of the brave. From the country of Smedley Butler and Chuck Yeager and all the things personified by the image of somebody like John Wayne, we're the opposite. Not all of us are, but we're in a sea of weak cowards who have no idea they're going to the slaughter, or thug-like little weaklings who love power. Huge armies of parasites propagandizing and feeding on us. And all over the nation, every school year, it starts up in July, goes through August, into the first days of school. There'll be announcements all over Austin radio, all over Austin TV. I'll see hundreds of newscasts online, every TV station in the country. We'll say, it's the law. No shots. You go to jail. Officers are getting tough on those that endanger the rest of the community. Of course, if the vaccines are supposedly protecting all of you that take it, why are you endangered by us not taking it? See, that's another lie. You see, you can get into all the statistics. Actually, disease went up after vaccines. It went down with hygiene and indoor plumbing. And then it actually went back up some. It's the same graph in the entire Western world. The graph is almost identical. But forget graphs and facts and stuff. Just roll your sleeves up. Enjoy all the autism and cancer. And, of course, it's admitted that most of the cancers that are viral are from vaccines. That's actually admitted in government reports and everything. But, you know, just like I told you, mercury was causing most of the autism, and now it's totally admitted. You know, just don't listen to me. Go ahead. Roll your sleeve up. You know, I'm a weirdo. I get upset by the fact that they're injecting us with cancer viruses, and I yell and scream to try to wake you up. I'm bad. Don't listen to me. You know, I make everything up. I'm anti-American. I'm scum because I don't want to lose our country and our sovereignty and our currency and our name and our future. I'm not a good globalist. I'm bad. I mean, think about this. The government saying, we'll medicate your water with sodium fluoride, and they admit they do, and they say it's forced medication, and we'll forcibly inject you, and we'll forcibly take your blood, and we'll forcibly do whatever we want, because this is a free country, and we're the government, and we know best. Meanwhile, the government's a bunch of psychopathic eugenicists on top saying they want to kill us, and in government reports saying they wanted to poison the vaccines, and then lo and behold, they've done it. And I have all the documentation, and now they're saying that you will be arrested if this passes, and that they will come and arrest you if all women from 5 years of age to 18 will have to have this. They're going to get all the sexually transmitted, quote, vaccines, all these other dangerous experimental vaccines. They're saying all the kids, even if you don't go to public school, and they're going to, you watch, cops, if they pass this, are going to come and they are going to forcibly shoot you up. God. And I'm sorry for the cops because there's going to be shootouts. Watch. I'm going to leave you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is a clip of some kid, I would guess, is about 16, 17. This is about par for the course. I see these every week. He's got a bunch of other clips saying torture's good, police state's good, it's pro-America. We got to do it to fight Al-Qaeda. He goes on to say that I'm absolute scum of the earth, traitor, that I hate America, that I'm making money off 9/11. I'm not the one that's the Bin Ladens that made $3 billion the first 6 months after 9/11 with Carlyle Group. I'm not the one like Giuliani that's made over $80 million on it now. I'm not the defense contractors who wrote policy papers saying they needed wars for trillions of no-bid contracts in oil. So it's just absolute, like I don't have my political view. Like, I can't write a book or make a film about my views. So they always, it's just idiotic arguments. And just how I'm America-hating scum. This person, of course, means well. They're just so ignorant and have no idea what's happening. One video is just titled Alex Jones. He's got another one titled Waterboarding. Play the waterboarding one.
In today's gospel, we will be talking about the torture technique known as waterboarding. I believe that we all know what waterboarding is, but for those at home who don't, it's when a prisoner is held down.
Here, stop now. See, Rumsfeld came out and said they were torturing. The news said they were torturing when they'd all scared us a few months after the attack and people kind of got sold on it. But your bosses, the people you love, Bush and the rest of these big government pimps, who are destroying our country, just like the Democrats are, don't you dare call me a liberal, in your false little paradigm, they say it isn't torture. But wait a minute, you're saying it is torture, all officially. You know, I got a feeling bad stuff's going to happen to this guy in his life with the system. And then he'll wake up, then he'll find out it isn't like a movie, we're the good guys, everybody else is the bad guys. In fact, usually it was, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Some were good, some were bad. Now we are the bad guys, instead of just being like everybody else. So because we've been sold by the bad guys on evil. So start him over. You know, he's saying it's torture, but your bosses say it isn't torture. Go ahead.
In today's gospel, we will be talking about the torture technique known as waterboarding. I believe that we all know what waterboarding is, but for those at home who don't, it's when a prisoner is held down and gallons of water is forced down their throats in order to extract information. This is usually used as an interrogation technique during a time of war.
All right, stop right there. Hey, punk, if you forced gallons down somebody's throat, their stomach would explode, and that is a form of Chinese torture, and they would die. So number one, get that right. Number two, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all of them told the troops, never torture anyone. It's totally anti-liberty and freedom and despicable, and it gives you bad information. Torture's only good if you want false confessions for propaganda. Remember, other countries, the North Koreans, the North Vietnamese would torture, the Soviets would torture, the Nazis would torture, but they all did it secretly. Only our criminal government would admit it. So see, you're on the side of history with all the bad guys. You're young. You haven't been through anything yet. I bet you haven't even gone through boot camp yet. You look like you're just, I guarantee this kid's ROTC. And then most of these little soft types that get into it end up washing out. When they first really get screamed at or slapped upside the head, he'll probably poop all over himself. Go ahead and go to this coward.
And recent controversy has occurred of the U.S. military doing this to terrorist suspects at the terrorist camp at Guantanamo Bay. We as a nation need to fight terrorism by any means necessary, and waterboarding to me is probably one of the simplest and probably less painful and techniques there is. It simulates drowning. It isn't drowning. Terrorists, when one of
but
our
stop
guys...
Stop him. Stop the idiot. The way the media introduced waterboarding is the field manual waterboarding. Putting a rag over the face and the nose and the mouth, pouring water over it so you can't breathe, and you are beginning to asphyxiate. If you keep doing it, they would die. So you are doing it. The way they do it in a laboratory or a facility is you're put on a sliding gurney and your head is slid up to your shoulders, and then you suck in water and they pull it out. If you see the Bourne ultimatum or you see Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson, or, you know, better yet, you want to see waterboarding? Go rent the movie. It was sent to me. I'd read about it. But the Battle of Algiers, which won a bunch of awards. It's the military that saw it. Some people saw it and said it looked like what actually happened. It was so well done. People seeing it thought it was reality. They thought it was a documentary. But it shows waterboarding in that. And it's the good old sticking your head in a big old cistern of water, drowning somebody. So get that straight too, punk. Go back to him.
Terrorists. When one of our guys is captured in Iraq or Afghanistan by the terrorists, God only knows what they do to them. It could include electrocution, disembowelment, or anything else, cutting off fingers, toes, anything. And yet,
let's stop right there. No, foreign countries and enemies rarely did that because they knew it escalated the violence continuum. You see, once they torture us, we then might do that to them. Now you've green-lighted it, we've lost the high ground, and every expert agrees this is going to increase torture worldwide. Wrong again, punk. Back to him.
Believe that terrorists are humane enough that they should be treated as such. Terrorists are not soldiers. They're anarchists and they're gangsters. The Geneva Convention says that to be protected under its law of treatment of POWs in war, they have to have a name, rank, and serial number, and have to be part of an official military and wear the official uniform.
All right, I'm going to play more of this later. Yeah, and in those same White House memos directed by Bush, it says torture two-year-olds with pliers by ripping their genitals off. So you need to go listen to John Yoo at the CFR being questioned and agreeing that they can do that. You need to face the torture of children. Because once you do any means necessary, that's what John Yoo said and Alberto Gonzalez said. And yes, sir, they did rape children in front of their parents. That finally came out in the paper. I couldn't believe it. I hardly ever see anything good in the Austin American Statesman. And here it was, Sunday, June 1st, Insight section, filmmaker Errol Morris, I'm going to get him on, the Abu Ghraib photos concealed as much as they revealed and helped cover up the larger truth. And that's right. CBS, we know, leaked those through the government on purpose, the government through them, to minimize because they knew the Army report was coming out that said raping women, raping children, Jeffrey Dahmer's raping people with acid. I can't even say the other stuff on air. I mean, it gets worse. Let me tell you something. Torturing children's genitals with pliers is evil. I don't care what you say, you piece of trash. All of you, the Attorney General, all of them are the scum of earth. General Mukasey won't say that waterboarding's torture. Attorney General. Go to when he's threatening me, and later I'll talk more about this. When he's saying how horrible I am and screaming and cussing at me, we edited that part out. Listen to this. This little self-righteous nobody who knows nothing and whose aid to these gangsters and thugs that run our government is helping destroy the name of this country and is dishonoring the police and military's uniforms forever. You have dishonored me as an American. I cry during the Star Spangled Banner. You have destroyed my country. Weak scum like you have destroyed the country that had the greatest name in the world. We'll never get it back, you piece of filth. But just play it.
When you're in the business that I am, being in politics, there are some people that you want to talk about, some you don't want to talk about, and then there are the other days where there are people that you hope you never have to talk about. And in today's lecture, one of the most disgusting and most despicable human beings alive, by far, radio talk show host Alex Jones. He's best known for his conspiracy theorism and way, way far out there views on pretty much everything when it comes to anything. He's best known for his 9/11 conspiracy theories, and those people who believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy, to me, are probably the scum of the earth. They are probably the biggest scum of the earth. A tapeworm's life is worth more compared to them, in my opinion. But today I think it's best that we examine Alex Jones, who he really is and who his people are. And one of his less known but very confirmed theories is that the Columbine High School shooters, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, and more recently the Virginia Tech shooter, Chosun Wei, were all under government mind control. He truly does believe that those three shooters were under government mind control, and yet he never gives any reasons why. Yet he is.
Stop right there. We're going to go to Professor Jones after this quick break. That is totally false. We have broken down a lot of police and others. I have gone over the evidence. We've done 3-, 4-, 5-hour programs on Columbine. And I've said the jury's out, but a lot of evidence points towards it in Blacksburg. And we have government programs like Operation Northwoods that says stage mass shootings and then blame patsies. And the Russians have now been caught, it's mainstream news, staging the Beslan massacre. Do I need to explain to you how they staged that in the theater massacre? Do I need to explain it to a little boy like you? Play the rest of it.
Yet he has his own talk show, his own radio talk show in his hometown of Austin, Texas. But then one day on 9/11, when all that had to happen, that was his Christmas. That was his day where he could talk.
Stay right there. I was on more radio stations before 9/11 than I am now. I lost a bunch of my radio stations when I went on air day one and said it was an inside job. So don't flip it around and say I got my fame off of 9/11. More lies, more disinfo, more innuendo by you just look at this guy. He is weakness personified. Weakness trying to act strong. I'm going to play more of it later. He starts calling me Phil Scum, all this stuff. And, there's nothing more pathetic than someone trying to act manly. And thinking, saying torture and secret arrest and our lives don't matter. You don't know what we've gone through to tell the truth, you little punk. Shame on you. You cowardly, weak chicken neck.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 2nd, 2008. Gold, $892.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $918.51, $452.45 for half, $226.23 for quarter. That's $918.51, $452.45, and $226.23. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs. From cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning, you will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home. Used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
A published physicist, made some of very famous discoveries. He's seen as a top physicist, and he saw two buildings turn into powdered dust and metal cut off and blown in little pieces, and he saw another building fall in a perfect controlled demolition and the countdown by the police and everybody and firemen. They were told that the government was going to blow it up, and he's gotten samples and tested it. His theory was it would be thermite that could cut through and have explosive power that fast. And sure enough, they got samples, multiple samples, and that's exactly what it is, the exact signature. And we know they did it, and he's now gotten his information published in peer-reviewed prestigious journals. Engineers have had it as well. And NIST keeps saying they can't say why Building 7 fell. They admit they're looking at bombs. And we are now joined by Professor Stephen Jones. And thanks for coming on, my friend.
It's great to be with you again, Alex. I'm pleased to be with you. I just hope my little cell phone in this rural community out here in the sticks will work fine. We've moved away from the earthquake zone in Utah and out into a small farming community. So we're pretty happy to be out here. But my phone service yet is still not the greatest. So I'm just hoping this will last for us.
Well, we're happy to have you out there. You got the floor. Tell us what you want to talk about in the 35 minutes we've got.
Yeah, let me start with a peer-reviewed paper. It was peer-reviewed by three reviewers, and it's 14 points. Let's see, what's the rest of it? 14 agreement with official government reports on the World Trade Center destruction. And what we did there, I am an author, a first author, you see, with four other authors. You'll know some of these, Kevin Ryan, James Gourley, Tony Zambodi, a mechanical engineer, Frank Leggy, an Australia PhD chemist. So what we did is we have, of course, been reading the official government reports on the World Trade Center destruction, and we found areas where they're basically admitting that they're having trouble with the fire-based explanation, fire and damage-based explanation. For example, with World Trade Center 7, and that's the one that caught my attention 3 years ago, you know, when I finally woke up, when a friend nudged me, a couple friends, and I saw World Trade Center 7 come down. Anyway, that's our first point, and there you don't even have the NIST report yet. That's the National Institute of Standards and Technology. It keeps being delayed and promised. I think it's promised again for this month. If I remember, that was late last year. It was supposed to be out again, and they delayed it till this month. Well, we'll see. But, of course, they know we're watching very carefully with what they come up with. Anyway, so we go back to the FEMA report on World Trade Center 7, and there we read that after FEMA tries to explain the collapse of this skyscraper, 47-story skyscraper, on September 11th, then FEMA admits, quote, our best hypothesis has only a low probability of occurrence. Well, who can disagree with that? You know, this is a fire-based hypothesis, and, you know, we just haven't seen skyscrapers come completely down like that ever before or after. So they admit that their fire-based hypothesis is weak, a low probability of occurrence, and so we agree with that. Another example in the paper is the pancaking theory, which was promoted by FEMA, actually, in this case. This is the pancaking floors for the destruction. And Popular Mechanics, very famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, article. They promoted, of course, this same pancaking theory, as did ANOVA program, the pancaking floor theory of collapse. Then we get to NIST and their lengthy analysis of the collapse. They rule out the pancaking theory, and they say this is not correct, and they go through. And, of course, we agree with NIST. This is the final report then on the towers collapse, and we agree that the pancaking theory needs to be discarded, thrown out. It's not valid. And NIST also talks about the fact that the towers fell in essentially free fall. We agree with that. Of course, they don't explain how that can happen, you know. We do. With controlled demolition, you find essentially free fall for buildings. But they have trouble with that. But at least we agree on the observation that the buildings came down essentially in free fall.
Professor Jones, stay there. Back in three quick minutes, let's walk through your peer-reviewed report that's really upsetting the establishment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822. I wish that I could fly.
Websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, the vaunted InfoWars.com that's exploded from, remember, 15,000 on Alexa now to 5,000 and something. Well, that's bigger than WorldNet Daily now. Is database driven. That means it's got all sorts of scripts running in the back, so you can post articles. You can got membership pages for free with your own pages, and it's got postings and articles, and where you can post comments. And we've got some database error thing going, and we got people working around the clock on that. Infowars.com is down, but that's why I have all these auxiliary sites that have the same info, and on every site it'll have some of its own unique info each day. truthnews.us as well, so that we have redundancy. But our main capital ship is out of the fight right now in dry dock. Been down for 4 hours, but I'm told it'll be up soon. And that's why we need things like the money bomb we just had that raised a lot of money. I want to thank all of you. And I'm going to talk. We've got so many guests on today, but near the end of the show today, I will spend some time on that, or maybe even go into overdrive to do that. But we're talking to Professor Stephen Jones, award-winning physicist who has got done a peer-reviewed report with other top researchers and scientists from their own fields and professionals. There's some other peer-reviewed reports coming out now. And the so-called debunkers who've been caught lying every step of the way, I mean, here's one thing they'll do. They'll say just everything they say is a lie or a twist, but they'll say NORAD never intercepted one aircraft in the year before 9/11 except Payne Stewart. And then you go pull Reuters up, and you see the same major who's their spokesman, who they're quoting in Poplar Mechanics, but you actually go look at the article. He says we had 167 intercepts in that same year, where the planes, F-16s, were sent up. I mean, any pilot out there knows that all the time, pilots that get off course flying around the storm, who fly over a military base or controlled area, they launch F-16s on you, they direct you down, they threaten to arrest you. Sometimes they do. But they just lie and say, and I called in with Megs, the head of the father of yellow journalism, Hearst Publishing, also on History Channel, that did the hit piece on us. Very deceptive. And, you know, filmed me for days and days and days and finally got me saying, you know, one thing halfway wrong and put that in there, of course. I mean, that's what they do. I called him when he was on another Genesis show and I said, what about this? And he said, I'm not going to debate you. I'm not going to respond to that because they can't, because I know they're a pack of liars. I know what they do. But the general public doesn't. But they kept moving the goalposts. They said, you don't have any scientists or physicists or engineers. And then we gave them hundreds, now thousands. Well, you don't have peer-reviewed journals. Well, those aren't prestigious. Well, now they're in prestigious ones. But and then the government says they don't know why Building 7 fell. Professor Stephen Jones, continue. Walk through your report. Walk through the findings. Tell us about the other esteemed researchers and scientists that you worked with on this and what it shows us. I mean, this really is a scientific gauntlet. They're still saying the world is flat, but I guess, like, was it Copernicus that said, no, it's really round, and or Galileo that said it went around the sun instead of vice versa? And, I mean, they're going to lose this now because they have decided to have a false scientific battle with physics, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much evidence now, Alex, and that's, I think, so important from my point of view as a scientist to establish the hard physical evidence. I also think the lack of air defenses that day, there's a great deal of evidence that goes along with that. Of course, Secretary Mineta's testimony, that's evidence.
He's interviewed three times to confirm that Dick Cheney is lying and that he was in there at 9:10, not 9:40-something like he said, in control and ordering the stand down. Three separate times he said, no, my testimony was correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. These are very important points. And, you know, I, early on, well, I think the first time we met back in, was Chicago, June? Oh, it was 2 years ago, Alex, that we met the first time.
It was right around this time, early June 2006.
That was quite an evening we had. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, I and others called for an impeachment of Richard Cheney, and, boy, I think we need it in spades. Now there's so much evidence that has built up, not just 9/11, but certainly that's the foundation for a lot of these problems, but the lying about the war in Iraq and so on.
By the way, we may have Scott McClellan tomorrow on the show, folks. I've got another special guest, but we'll see what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Well, that'd be great. Now, Scott has come out, too. You see, there's another one that people say, well, why don't these insiders blab? Well, they are blabbing. It's just as soon as they do.
O'Neill said months before 9/11, they had all the oil field maps and said, now we needs an attack.
Right. Yeah, Paul O'Neill, you know, he stood up to, remember Dick Cheney said, deficits don't matter. And Paul O'Neill, Secretary of the Treasury at the time, said, well, they certainly do matter. And he was fired. By whom? Well, by Dick Cheney. This is Paul O'Neill standing up for the truth. Yeah, and so there are insiders that are standing up and that give us this evidence. Now, we also have the evidence from the desk, getting back to that 14-point paper for a minute. We do talk about thermite in the paper, point number 14, if I recall. And there we mention some of the evidence, and there's also another point. Remember the flowing orange flowing material that comes out of the South Tower in large quantities just before its collapse.
Oh, and let me stop you. There's disinfo people showing the photo of the big grappling arm pulling up steel, and it's white hot. And if you look, you can see it dripping, but they show dripping, a small picture and claim that that's not molten. The thermal imaging from government aircraft, the eyewitnesses, the firefighters, and what we see coming out of the sides of the building all admit molten.
Right.
What do you say to
right.
those that say you're lying, there's no molten steel, when the government admits there was molten steel?
See, that's the thing about this paper. The government admits, in particular, this orange flowing material, and they're having a hard time explaining it. They finally admitted it's not aluminum, which is something that I've been saying for a long time.
But the debunkers lie and say that you're lying and that there's no molten metal, knowing most people won't read government reports.
Yeah. So that's why, see, Alex, I think it was a good strategy that we came up with to talk about areas where we agree with the government. I mean, so what are they going to say? Well, NIST says there's orange flowing material. I can see that quoted in this paper. But NIST is wrong. Well, actually, what I have seen the debunkers say is, well, I wish NIST hadn't said that, you know. But, I mean, there are areas where the truth comes out through NIST. There's some white hats, as I would call them, obviously, at NIST, and the facts do come out. They admitted it's not aluminum. They admitted it's orange flowing material. They just haven't got an explanation. Well, we do. To get that orange flowing material, I did an experiment with thermate, in this case, thermite plus sulfur. I call that thermate. It's fairly standard usage. And sure enough, it flows. I showed that. I poured it out. Actually, had my friend pour it out while I was videotaping. Wes poured it out, this orange flowing molten iron plus sulfur. And it's got some aluminum in there because of the reaction. Anyways, you pour that out. It's still molten at the orange hot temperature and mimics that, matches that which we see at the South Tower. So that's in this 14-point paper briefly. And that refers back to the original 9/11 paper I did. And so, you know, we're referencing back. There's another area there with thermite. There was an admission by NIST, because we've been talking about this, that they have not looked for the residues of these materials, thermate or other explosives either. Quite an admission. An investigative reporter back, well, in New Hampshire, and what was her name? Jennifer Abel called up the spokesman there, Newman, and said, and this is in the 14 points paper, the little interview, which she published in her newspaper back there. New Hampshire. Anyway, she called it Newman and she said, well, why didn't you look for these explosive residues and thermite residues? I mean, after all, the NFPA 921 code calls for looking for thermite, in particular, residues, whenever there's a crime scene with fire. And this is something I've been saying in my talks, and she picked up on that and called NIST. And so NIST spokesman responds, well, If it's not there, then, you know, why look? And she didn't let that go. She said, now, wait a minute. How do you know it's not there if you don't even look in the first place? And he just gave her this answer. He says, well, if it's not there, you're wasting your time. You know? And I'm saying, it's just such an obvious evasion. It's almost funny, except that, of course, so many lives depend on these people doing their job.
Well, I'm not trying to toot your horn, but at every stage from your hypothesis right through, everything has been proven exactly as the hypothesis stated. This is like a textbook case of science and the laws of science playing out, and now it's getting exponential with the scientists and others and people in government and defense ministers and you know, Japanese parliament looking at your evidence. It's all there. Then you add to that firemen and police saying, get back, they're going to bring it down, they're going to blow it up. I remember on the radio that day, ABC and CBS radio, I'm driving in the car going to pick a pizza up. So I've been on air all day. I took an hour off to go get a pizza. And I heard him say, well, the government may bring down Building 7. I mean, they may control demolition. And everybody else heard that. And then BBC reported that it fell exactly as it officially fell later, 25 minutes before it fell. This is insane. And then people say we're liars about government-sponsored terror, but then we have all these declassified admissions. Now Chicago Tribune admits Israel attacked the Liberty premeditatedly to try to blame it on Egypt. Now it's admitted they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. Now it's admitted they did all these other terror attacks. I mean, that's admitted. And then still we're weirdos to look at this when they're blowing buildings up right in front of us.
Yeah, it's really something else. But you know, we are making progress. I've noticed a sea change around Salt Lake City, where we've moved distance. But there was an article that came out May 3rd in the Deseret News, which is the big newspaper, one of the big newspapers in Salt Lake, and this article referred to this 14-point paper. Our peer-reviewed letter that's been published. Anyway, it's a very nice article, actually, in Deseret News. And then, of course, there were comments, over 400 comments. And, you know, most of those, as I read through them, were positive and saying, yeah, look, this evidence is piling up. It's consistent with controlled demolition using thermite, perhaps other cutter charges as well. And so that there's been a change of attitude, and it's just palpable in the comments and as I go around giving talks and so on. I'll say yesterday I went to church, and I missed Sunday school totally because there's so many people trying to talk to me in the hall, you know. Just had a great time, but I just totally ended up missing Sunday school. People wanted to talk to me about 9/11, and you know, every one of those was supportive. I talked later to a fellow who was, you know, kind of on the fence, but I gave him a copy of the peer-reviewed paper, the 14 points paper. It's in the Open Civil Engineering Journal, and he was quite surprised, frankly. That
yeah, again, Civil Engineering Journal. They had to review. That's very prestigious. Explain what this means for those that aren't in the scientific or engineering community. Explain what peer-reviewed means and go over the 14 points as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, we've hit a number of those points, Alex. We can cover a couple more if you want, but I'm hoping people actually read the paper. I've had comments, you don't have to be a physicist or a rocket scientist or a civil engineer to read the paper. But now, peer-reviewed, it's important that people understand that. What it means is submit a paper to a technical journal like this one. They send it out to anonymous reviewers. And on that point, I've published over 50 peer-reviewed papers, and having anonymous reviewers is part of the peer review system. You can imagine if, in other words, you know, these guys are free now to say, well, this is what's wrong with the paper, or this is what I like about the paper. They're totally free because they're anonymous. And yet I had a comment this morning, someone saying, well, was this really peer reviewed? If it was, give me the names of the peer reviewers. I don't know the name. You asked me about my Scientific American article. I don't know the names of the
peer-reviewed. Yeah, that's not how peer-reviewed works, dummies.
Right. Yeah, hello, it's anonymous.
Because you don't want scientists having grudges with each other. It's like a secret jury.
Well, it is, and it's the system since about Isaac Newton, and it works very well in many cases. There are some problems with it, of course. But
the point is, it's a respected journal, it's peer-reviewed, it's certified, and them attacking it is just trying to confuse dumb people. That's CENTCOM guaranteed. Please continue.
Yeah. Well, and another point, you know, I go to some of these, one debunking site in particular, to see what they would say. Now, you'd think they would respond to the 14 points. Point number one, World Trade Center 7. Well, here's our point number two, impact of the jets did not knock down, you know, was not expected to knock down the towers. Well, but they didn't. Instead, they attacked me personally, and they attacked the journal for strange reasons. I mean, and then this latest one this morning, well, unless you can tell me the names of the peer reviewers, it's not peer reviewed. That's just people who don't understand the system. I mean, we had three reviews on this one, Alex, three peer reviews, reports that came to us, and two of them, I can tell you, were favorable right off the bat. The third one was delayed, but, you know, that's part of the system, and finally he also agreed. So usually in a peer review situation with technical papers, in my experience, about 50 papers or plus, there are two reviewers. In this case, the journal assigned three, and I think that there is wise because, again, where it's a controversial topic, you add another reviewer. So it was peer reviewed, and we're just pleased as punch to get it out there.
Yeah, tell us what the reviewer said, and we'll tell them where they can go and read the peer reviews, where they can go and read the original paper. It's not going to work. And for those of you that are covering up the attacks, you make yourselves accomplices after the fact. I know a lot of you in the military didn't take part in this. I don't know why you're going along with the cover-up.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Vincent Bugliosi, he's the guy that tried the Manson family. He's even an establishment guy on the Kennedy assassination. Very respected prosecutor. He says Bush and his whole cabinet should be arrested for treason, for murder. By the way, there's several major medical journals that say it's over a million dead Iraqis in the last 5.5 years. It's more like 3 million total. I mean, Madeleine Albright in 97 was asked about 700,000 dead kids, and she said, yeah, we've killed that many. It's a good price to pay. And it's come out that they wanted to paint up airplanes and shoot them down or get them shot down. And that was on paper. People need to grow up and stop being so childlike. Professor Jones, forgetting the fake debunkers who we know are on the payroll, many of them. Well, we know Hearst Publishing is, with all their dishonesty. The fathers of, you know, they told the painter Remington, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war for the Spanish-American War, another staged terror event, the Maine now admitted. But going back here, with the time we have left with you, give out the website to read the peer-reviewed report you did, and what other colleagues, what other scientists are saying now that they're seeing this.
Okay, yeah. Let me start. I have a letter, an email, just, was it Saturday, I guess, from a professor, University of Hawaii. I worked with him on a study a number of years back involving volcanoes, of all things, and it's a long story. Anyway, great guy, and he wrote to me and he said he'd heard a little about what I was doing, and he's suspicious also, and he wants to read the paper. So I sent him the URL. Now, the URL is kind of long for this civil engineering journal, so I would point people to journalof911studies.com, and then they can link to the paper. It's right at the top, the Civil Engineering Journal. I invite you to have it. You probably do. But anyway, link to that Civil Engineering Journal. You can Google
it. Oh, yeah, we've written articles about it. Kurt Nimmo has.
Good.
And
okay,
at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But yes, everybody should read this. Don't believe us. I mean, you know, it's like I say, go read the Bill of Rights and then ask yourself if the government's following them. You know, go read it. Actually read it. I've read it several times. I've read parts of it here on air. Go ahead.
Let me emphasize one thing, Alex. I know we're running out of time. We do have some other papers in the peer review process, our little research group. And I'm working with people from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, too, you know, great people there. So let me say that expect more of these papers to come out peer-reviewed. We have, I'll go ahead, and James Gourley has one that's been accepted and fine paper.
I can hold you over 5 more minutes if you can do it, because I want to finish talking about this and we're about to break. It's a one-minute break, Dr. Jones. But okay. Now, you just sound like you broke that here. You said, I can go ahead and say this. Is that breaking news?
I hope he doesn't mind it. But I'm not going to say which journal, because that would not be...
But that's okay. You know, tell us about him. Tell us what he's doing.
James Gourley is a chemical engineer. That's his training. And he also has a degree, I think, but jurisprudence. And so he's just a very sharp young man. He lives... probably not too far from you, Alex. I don't know. But he lives down close to you somewhere. And I met him when I was in Austin... when was that? Was that last year? I guess so.
The last April, yeah.
Yeah.
Say what, stay there. I want to hear more about these other peer-reviewed studies that are going forward to be peer-reviewed right now. And it's just going to happen more and more. Scientific study, scientific method. The terrorists are in trouble. Look, you killed 3,000 of us. What do you expect us to do? We can't buy your lies anymore. It gets us killed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see.
Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up in the next 4 minutes with Professor Dr. Stephen Jones, physicist award-winning, worked on so many different areas of science and physics, peer-reviewed journal by a prestigious journal. I remember when I looked it up and did some searches on that journal, I'd heard of that journal before. That's a top-tier scientific journal that accepted it. You were finishing up, though, talking about other journals and other peer-reviewed processes that are going on with other papers right now. But can you spend a minute or so here? I mean, what it means to have a prestigious journal accepting your paper?
Yeah, it means there's what we call an imprimatur of acceptability then, because it's gone through peers, PhDs, generally professors. In this case, civil engineering journal, because the topic had to do with the destruction of tall buildings, and received their approval finally. All three reviewers.
And you've got five different disciplines here. One of them that worked at underwriting laboratories, where they did their own internal test and found seven couldn't have fallen. And then, meanwhile, you've got the peanut gallery just giggling and snickering. You know, it's not funny, is it?
No, it's certainly not. And, the facts will come out. I want to mention another paper. Actually, there's three papers right now that we're working on.
Yeah, run through them,
Alex. Okay, these three have to do with these red-gray chips that you may remember. I found those in the World Trade Center dust. And these were mysterious at first, but now with further studies, and I have a material sciences PhD who is very interested working on it, using state-of-the-art methods, transmission electron microscopy and differential scanning calorimetry. What we're finding, I don't want to, spill the beans too much. Because
spill
we're
something!
I'll spill it a little. It's not paint, okay? These red chips, that's what the debunkers say. Oh, it's paint. Well, it's not. I mean, we've done umpteen tests now. It's not paint. And what it has is the components of thermite. It's got aluminum, iron, oxygen, and sulfur often in these red chips. A small amount of sulfur, silicon, just not. And then when we ignite these, they behave like, this is something people ought to Google on, get ready for this, Google on nanothermite, and you'll find that there are a few reports out there, mostly from Livermore and Los Alamos National Laboratories, but also some universities that have studied this scary, high-tech form of thermite. It's explosive, Alex. That's one of the debunkers. Say, well, thermite is only incendiary. It doesn't explode.
So it turns out they have secret government development of highly explosive thermite, and you just so happen to find its derivative. And I remember with the thermate signature, you compare it to the composite stuff you found at the World Trade Center at dust, and it's the exact same signature. I mean, this is like Sherlock Holmes. I mean, this is it.
That's right. We just keep finding more and more, and those papers will come out. I feel like I can talk about this some because I did discuss it at the University, in San Diego at the University. This is SDSU, State University, right.
This is too incredible. So, I mean, briefly, tell us Oh, Matt, I've got another guest coming on. I don't want to hold.
No. You don't have to. But let me just say the papers are in the works. One of them is almost through the peer review system. We're excited about this, and we're going to get it out there, Alex.
And are you saying, to be correct here, that we found that this is a government-developed program?
I don't know who invented it, but the government has certainly worked on it. It's a very high-tech form. That's safe to say.
Well, high-tech thermite.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Professor Jones, physicist Stephen Jones, had to be careful with us what he said, and we were out of time, but he did say he could say this. It's sawgel chemistry, massive government programs with, and secretive programs with thermite, basically nanoparticleized and formed like C4 plastic explosive. Special Forces, the military. Unbelievable. And Kevin Ryan, James Garley, and others. It's been approved already by two of the peer reviews, major journal. It should be out in the next month, but they can't get too much into the details of it till it comes out. That's how these journals work. So, unbelievable, dealing with the World Trade Center collapse. This is unbelievable. And then they went and found all these government projects with it. He told me some other stuff I can't even say on air yet. Just, he said he'll break it here first in full once it develops. Okay, let me shift gears completely now and just play a minute or two of this BBC piece where we heard Dr. Mayer Hillman, who is credited with being the granddaddy of coming up with the carbon tax or carbon card footprint idea back in 1990 that's now really catching on. Well, let's listen to the first minute or so of this, then we'll go to the doctor.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it?
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented. Under the scheme, everyone in the UK would be allocated an annual carbon allowance.
Stored electronically, rather like a supermarket loyalty card, points would be deducted every time we buy or use non-renewable energy. For example, using electricity to power appliances in the home.
Or travelling somewhere by plane.
Or even buying petrol for your car on the forecourt.
Now, any points left over could then be sold back to a central bank. Are you still with us? And people who need more, like motorists who had used their allocations, could then pay for a top-up.
On top of paying for the petrol or the electricity,
yes,
etc. We're here to discuss the proposals. Our Dr. Mary Hillman from the Policy Studies Institute and James Woodhausen, who's a professor of forecasting innovation at De Montfort University. Good morning to you both. It's well, it's a very intriguing idea, but will it work? Mayor, let's start with you.
Well, I first proposed the idea in 1990, and I'm delighted that the government is now seriously addressing this as an option. I believe it to be the only option for the future of mankind. The planet, as you know, is deteriorating in terms
Okay, let's go ahead and go to him. There he is, Dr. Mayor Hillman. You can read his bio just by typing his name into Google. We have links to his Policy Studies Institute. He's a senior fellow emeritus there. And he's credited with having the idea for this system. Of course, they're phrasing it there like you get money from this. No, it's a tax when you go over your credits. But if you have them under, I guess you can sell them back. I guess if you live in a loincloth on the back 40. We really appreciate you coming on, Doctor.
Not at all. I'm glad to do so, although I need to correct one of the descriptions you gave just now, which implies that the proposition is a tax. It is not a tax. It is an allowance. It's a ration that everybody is given, as we had during World War II with food. When there is a limited availability of food, there's no option but to share it out on an equal basis. It wasn't the ration of food during World War II was not a taxed item. It was an allocated one by government on the principle of fair shares.
I have Al Gore, and if you want, I can actually cue it up. I didn't think to do this, but I can cue it up for my film Endgame, testifying before Congress. And he says that the carbon credit system is a tax. He says the cap and trade is a tax. The Club of Rome, the IMF, the World Bank in the 60s, you say you came up with this idea. Maybe the I'm going to find out specifically what idea you did because they were saying similar things then, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, how are you saying if I go above my carbon allowance, that's quite low, I have to pay? So you're saying that's not a tax.
But the proposition is you don't pay to government, you pay to people who are living within the ration, the people who are adjusting
their lifestyle. Have central banks that, as you say in the newscast, that then trade those credits, and you just have the private banks.
Yes, but the money, as I say, is not a government tax that then goes to government. It goes to people who are leading energy-thrifty lifestyles. The fact is that the world faces the gravest situation, mankind faces the gravest situation that it is possible to conceive
well,
of.
Well, we're lucky the social engineers are there to save us. I mean, I'm going to let you talk, and I want to hear what you have to say, Doctor. I didn't just get you here to talk at you, but let's go back to what you're originally saying. Last week, I had the head of the new greenhouse carbon emission tax in San Francisco, which I bet you love, right?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay, well, I had him on, and what they do is they charge every business that puts out any type of carbon emission. And now the San Francisco Chronicle, the local TV stations, they all called it a new greenhouse tax, and he kept saying, all he said for 20 minutes was, it's not a tax, it's not a tax. What is something where I've got to pay money? And yes, it is paid into these carbon credit groups, and if somebody can live at an impossible level, yes, they'll get a little government payoff to incentivize it. But you're saying that is not a tax.
It's not a government. Not a government payoff, as I say.
Okay.
The proposition is that people who lead energy profligate lifestyles need to be weaned away from those. If we're to save the planet, we all have a phenomenal responsibility towards the future for the sakes of our of our children, our grandchildren, and generations beyond them. We can't go on pretending that that responsibility can be treated on the basis of, in effect, ignoring it. The situation is could not be too more grave.
Okay, well, let's address that now.
You are aware, no doubt, of the fact that the Arctic ice is now melting. If I told you 20 years ago that by the year 2008 you would be able in the summer to sail to the North Pole, you would have told me that I was off my trolley.
I think it's absolutely happening. Well, number one, Mars ice caps are receding at about a mile a year.
I'm not concerned about the
and when I had Rothschild on, when I had Rothschild on, let me stop you.
On Mars.
Listen, please don't filibuster me, sir, because, well, it's sun activity that's caused the entire solar system to heat up, and all the ice cores show we've had up to 14 times higher carbon dioxide, which I'm sure you know that oxygen, carbon dioxide, solar radiation, and water are the main building blocks. That higher temperatures, higher carbon dioxide mean more life. A higher life load that the planet can carry. We have more polar bears than we had just 50 years ago, from 35,000 to 44,000. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, I could likewise put the same question to you. What are you talking about? The fact is that the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now is higher than it has been for 600,000 years. You can't just bury your head in the sand and pretend that because you can cite one
about?
Or two instances.
What are you
where
talking
this
about? I have all the
severe.
University studies from the ice cores. During the Hibernian Maximum, 8,000 years ago, it was much higher than it is now. And then it was hotter, too.
It was not so. The ice cores that have been taken from the ice shelves in the Antarctic reveal that it has not been hotter. And maybe there's some people who found some instances which deny that. But this is equivalent.
Let me bring this up to you. Let me ask you this. Do plants not breathe carbon dioxide?
Yes, of course they do.
Well, no, some people are... Okay, I can go up to a crowd of people, give them the scientific name, and I've done this, and so has the news, of water, and they will all agree it should be banned. And
water should be banned?
Because they hear the scientific name, and they're scared. Yes, sir.
Water?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. Listen, if you want to talk science, then how do you respond to the proposition, and this is fact, that the concentrations of CO2, of that is carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere is now the latest evidence, 387 parts per million. Up to the Industrial Revolution, it was never higher than 250 parts. The planet is...
Are you claiming that it hasn't been 14 times higher from samples they've taken?
14 times higher.
14 times higher than it is now.
Well, this is just evidence that is totally fallacious.
Why are 33,000 scientists saying that, and why have hundreds of the scientists saying that they did not sign on to the fake UN report?
And how do you explain the fact that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change,
they just invited scientists and then put their names on that report. It's all over the news that hundreds are saying they didn't even agree to that, and now 33,000 scientists, many times more than that fake report, are saying it's all a fraud. What are you going to do?
You say it's fake because you disagree with those findings and because you don't want to face
UN,
the unpalatable truth.
The UN want a global tax. Are you saying they're not saying carbon taxes are going to be their global tax?
No, I'm definitely not saying it is a tax.
That's it. I'm going to get Al Gore.
I'm not saying it's a tax. I'm saying it should be fairly shared out. The planet's has a finite capacity to absorb greenhouse gas
emissions. Let me ask you a question.
Emissions.
Are you a socialist? I mean, do you believe in socialism? Let me just guess. What's your political view, sir?
Politics doesn't come to it.
Oh,
this
I bet it doesn't.
Harsh scientific evidence. I don't belong to any. It may surprise you. I don't belong to any political party.
33,000 scientists say you're wrong,
why
doctor.
Why do you keep on interrupting me?
Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I have never belonged to any political party. I do not aspire to any political role.
Do you believe in collectivism?
I'm simply an objective social scientist.
Do you believe in collectivism?
Colle- collectivism. I don't know what you mean by that. I certainly believe in fair shares.
Uh-huh.
And if I go back, as I can do, because I'm old enough to do so, to the imposition of food rationing in Britain in 1939...
Wonderful! Rationing! Yay!
But absolutely, yay. I mean, if you've got a number of children and you've only got a limited amount of food, you give some of them more food than others, or do you share it out so that they can all survive?
And, of course, the state will direct all this. Stay there, sir, please. I want to hear about the rationing and how great it is. We can't grow. We can't expand. We have to ration, which is what the Club of Rome says, a global feudal plantation controlled by the elite. Sir, please stay with us. We'll give out your website.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Put a price on the carbon. A tax is the best way. Cap and trade can also do it.
If there were a carbon-based tax, would there be a need for an economy-wide cap-and-trade system?
They are not either or. We can do both. I am in favor of both.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in fools and prisons.
This guy's a big dog. He's the man who first pioneered cycle lanes you see everywhere. Carbon allowances. You can read about him in the Fabian interview. The Fabian, that's the, I guess the Fabian Socialist Review there. And this is the individual we're talking to. Okay, go ahead and tell me about the wonderful rationing. And then maybe, sir, you are pretty prestigious, how you came up with the idea of our little carbon cred cards we're going to have.
Well, very simply, the proposition came to me when I realized from the scientific evidence that the planet has only a finite capacity to absorb further carbon dioxide emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. Since that capacity is limited, and we can't ignore it because the evidence from all over the world is that sea levels are rising, that temperatures are rising, that the Arctic and the Antarctic ice shelves are melting, that deforestation is occurring with forest fires like they were in South America last autumn, burning out of control.
Wow, you just said something that was true. Okay. About the trees.
Everything that I say is true. I'm not a liar, which is what is implied.
Well, no, I'm saying you're wrong, I believe, from the evidence. Well, the UN's own report, which has been disproven, says 6% of the carbon is generated by humans in the atmosphere. I mean, you know, the oceans have billions of times everything we've ever put out, and they hold the carbon dioxide. The stuff you come up with is just...
Well, the latest scientific evidence shows that the oceans are no longer absorbing as much of the carbon dioxide as they have in the past. In other words, what are called the carbon sinks are beginning to return back to the atmosphere the carbon dioxide because it is already in excess. Can I finish? It's not surprising simply because what we have been doing for the last 200 or 300 years is burning fossil fuels, which are the accumulation of the sun's energy for millions of years. We're burning it up with gay abandon without any consideration of the claims of future generations, our children and generations beyond them.
But 33,000 scientists don't agree with you, Doctor.
Well, yes, in the same way that many people didn't agree that fascism was an evil. I mean, that doesn't prove that it isn't an evil.
No, I agree. Lord Milner shouldn't have.
So.
Lord Milner shouldn't have funded them.
I base my statements on hard evidence, not on supposition, not on conjecture.
Like saying none of this is a tax scheme, though I've got the government saying.
This isn't a tax scheme, as I told you. If it was a tax scheme, I would be opposed to it, because what it would mean was that poorer people couldn't afford their basic needs for fossil fuels.
But I won't be able.
Let's say
I win the lottery. Let's say I win the lottery. Then I can't have 3 mansions and all the staff I would hire and people I would employ. I would be restricted on how much I could eat, what I could do, won't I?
Well, of course, because of this finite nature, I can't get this out. It seems to me, I can't get it over to you, that the planet has got a finite capacity to go on burning fossil fuels with all the emissions and the adverse consequences in terms of climate change.
Now, it seems to me in the mid-1740s, there was another fellow in England who said that we couldn't go on with the population past a couple hundred.
Malthus, Thomas Malthus. Yes, I've heard about that.
Yeah, he was wrong too. The feudalist 600 years ago in England said the peasant.
Hang on a second. Are you implying by that the planet can have an ever growing population, that the projections of population increase
8.5 million.
Over 9 billion, but within over the next 40 years is something that we can reach and still accommodate.
Within 20 years, it's supposed to peak. Well, let me give you the numbers. Yes, I am saying that. I'm saying it's going to peak at about 8.5 billion. The West is already dying with an average of about 1.4 births. Don't worry, the West is dying, and so once we industrialize, and then we're going to clean up those industries, then you get negative population growth.
Now, how are we going to clean up the industries? By burning more fossil fuels, which is causing the deterioration of the condition of the planet.
Well, 33,000 scientists say that's not true.
Well, I'd like to examine the source of their evidence, because I'm totally persuaded by the evidence that I've read. I find it extraordinary. Are you saying that you think it part of a natural process that Greenland, the ice shelves on Greenland are melting away?
Tell you what, let's talk about Greenland when we get back, Doctor. Long segment, plenty of time to talk. We'll talk about your book. Your website as well. His website's mayorhillman.com. I'll tell you about the book, too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain.
Ah, our good friend Willie.
Grave.
Imagine a system where the government controls how big your house is, how big your property is, how much you can eat, what you can do. And their answer is, they say, we have to control your life. There's not enough. We claim it's the science. And they've now come out today. Bishop compares global warming skeptics to pedophiles and rapists. That's up on prisonplanet.com is the headline right now. They're trying to pass laws in Europe banning, quote, climate skepticism. Boy, that's really always a good scientific idea when they say you're not allowed to doubt it. You can read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Need to be arrested. This is just absolutely amazing. What's your view on that, Mayor Hillman, the father of the carbon credits or carbon rationing, the idea now being adopted all over the world, as you say you believe it will be, and your vision is certainly happening. Your life certainly means something, doesn't it? You've certainly had an effect. Do you believe, as some are saying in Europe, that that doubting man-made climate change and that it's detrimental should be illegal?
Well, I must admit, I'm not very far from that position. It's the same way that the denial about the Holocaust during the Second World War is now illegal. The prospect is that millions of people are going to die as a result of climate change unless we grandly modify our lifestyles. No doubt about that at all. They're already dying. The United Nations report established that already about 150,000 people are dying each year because of climate change.
Really?
They may not be in your part of the world, but they are certainly so in the developing part of the world because of flooding, because of drought.
Let's take these one at a time.
You can't just ignore that.
Let's take it one at a time. There's always been hurricanes. There's always been typhoons. It's always wiped out. I mean, they had a hurricane in, 1906 in Galveston that killed 20,000 people. I mean, I guess that was climate change. No, we have storms. There are storms on Jupiter. There are storms all over. This happens, and you guys use Ooga Booga to scare the dumbed-down population into accepting global taxes and regulations, and then you say it isn't a tax. Okay, then what is your system? Explain carbon rationing to me.
It's very simple indeed. What it is, in recognition of the fact that, as I repeat myself, that the planet has got a finite capacity to absorb the consequences of burning fossil fuels, that these are rationed on an equal per capita basis. Everybody is given an equal amount of ration, to which they can use as they will. If they want to use it for travel more than they use it for heating their homes or for heating a swimming pool or for whatever, they can make that decision. If they live within that limit, they can sell any surplus that they've got at the end of the year to those who aren't living within the ration. But the ration is reduced year on year down to the level that the planet can support without serious destabilization of its conditions.
That's right. It's also social engineering, so you reduce it year after year. They always have it real reasonable at first to get everybody acclimated.
Okay. Okay, do you think that it was social engineering to introduce food rationing in Europe during the Second World War? Was that social engineering?
Well, we know there was a lot of profiteering. Well, let me talk.
You
asked a question. Hey, Doc, hold on just a minute. Listen, we already got you. We have the Club of Rome documents in the 60s and 70s calling it a tax. Your particular plan they use is, oh, look, it came from the grassroots. I mean, this is all pointless. I mean, you're here to my audience saying this isn't a tax. With the bureaucracy, the regulation, the control, people being arrested for dropping a apple core in England.
What are you talking about? I mean, seriously.
We know what this means, buddy. We have the documents.
What are you talking about?
Richard Inhofe, the head of the CFR, says they're going to use terrorism to control and take our liberties and the global carbon tax.
Who is going to?
The Western world. This is the new organizing principle to wage war against the population,
Do you think that traffic lights are an infringement of the individual right to drive across?
A traffic light is not the same as a carbon tax regulating my life and controlling me to a level not even seen in the Soviet Union. But let me just stop you, Doc, and let's ask serious questions here. Going back, number one, I've got hundreds of studies about volcanoes, the gaseous explosive type. You know, there's four different types. That class of volcano, like a Mount St. Helens, put out more carbon and more greenhouse heating particulae They estimated that all industrial activity in the last 75 years in the West. Now, we know that sunsets for 5 years were darker and redder. We know it's dust circled the Earth and is still circling the Earth. Now, I have those studies. I just played Al Gore saying it's a tax. If you want me to, I'll pull up and read peer-reviewed studies on volcanoes right now. And I mean, you've got us all wringing our hands. We need to be rationed and regulated and controlled. But then you tell us, no, it's not a tax. No, it's not government. Yes, it is.
Of course, only government could introduce a system of rationing. Individuals can't introduce a system of rationing.
And they'll need a part of the credits, the money, to pay for it, and they'll drive around in those cars belching the devil smoke.
To pay for what? Again, I come back to the comparison I made with food rationing. That also cost a small amount, but it was recognized.
You're setting the precedent to control our lives.
You may know, if you've been to London, there's Trafalgar Square where demonstrations were held in 1939 when the Conservative government introduced food rationing. There were no demonstrations saying this is unfair, this is social engineering, this is interfering with people's inalienable rights.
Wartime food rationing is not carbon total control, total regulation, the end of industry and competition, and buying your credits from the private central banks.
Why do you say it should be the
end of competition? I'm going to ask you again. Where do we buy our credits? Where do we sell them? You said on that newscast it's from central banks who are private. This is the private bankers literally taking full ownership of humans and taxing breathing, and you know it.
It's nothing to do with private companies interfering.
You want to play the BBC piece? The BBC piece said that it's going to be the private central banks that are going to control this.
Well, I really don't know where you got that. I mean,
what?
I seriously don't. And what I would put to you is, if you think that a system of equal shares of a finite commodity,
like under Stalin, sharing. Let's just work together. Let's just share.
You can't let me finish speaking. It's very frustrating. I was invited to be asked questions, but not to be have a blunderbuss talking while I'm trying to explain.
Because everything you
myself.
Say is baloney, man.
What is?
Oh, just go ahead. Say whatever you want. Fine.
What is baloney?
It's just baloney. A bunch of control freaks. We know the social engineers and collectivists said they'd use environmentalism to control us. I have the Carnegie Foundation documents, doctor.
You've just accused me of being a control freak. I'm just working in an office.
I just want rationing. I'm saving the world.
I'm a control freak?
I'm Dr. Hillman. I'm saving you. Ration.
But to behave fairly across the population. Do you care about future generations? Do you care about people?
You play these moral games,
world?
Of course.
No,
in the free market and freedom is what will
myself.
Save the
it's
future
impossible.
Generations.
You really
not
are an awful
holding
interviewer.
Us back.
You really are. All you do is you use your blunderbuss techniques to prevent your
you
listeners
just accuse
from
me.
Hearing what
you
I'm
just
saying.
Tried to take the moral
again.
High ground.
You're just talking through me, and it's very, very frustrating.
You're making a lot of false accusations. You just tried to take the moral high ground. I refuse to let you play
no,
that
you're
game.
You're talking while I'm trying to give answers to your questions.
Fine,
you
fine.
Just
explain it to me.
It.
Explain how volcanoes don't create more
what
carbon.
I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Well, I was answering your questions. What I'm saying is that I asked you a question. Do you care about people living in the third world?
I'm trying
do
to
you
answer.
Care about future generations, your children, your
Would
grandchildren,
you, is this a question?
If you have them? Do you care about the lives because they are going to inherit a planet in a far worse
is this
condition
a question?
Than it was when you were born, when I was born, a far worse condition.
Okay.
Moreover, there will be mm-hmm. precious little oil left because of the rate at which we're using it up. And do you care about
okay.
that?
Is that a question? Because I'd like to answer
it. Yes, it is a question.
Have you read the Royal Commission on Population 1944 to 49?
No, I haven't.
I suggest you do, and you'll be shocked. They say that that really all this rationing control is a way to bring in feudalism. They say that they actually want to let the third world overpopulate because that'll hold them back and destroy them.
I must say, I'm a little worried if you have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to be citing something said in 1944 to justify your
position. Well, no, this is the basis
position.
Of State Department Memorandum 200, 1973, declassified 1992, and that my film Endgame covers, and I'm saying where all the... Have you read the Club of Rome studies?
Yeah, of course.
In fact, I bet you've contributed to them, haven't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you've never gone to speak to them or anything?
No.
Oh, you know Club of Rome?
I don't fly on principle because I know what a damaging effect it has on the climate.
Oh, God.
Now, that may be tough for you to come to terms with, but there are some people on this planet who've got principles which prevent them from doing what they do. We cannot go on kidding ourselves that as long as we do something in a different way, a little better way, having driving cars which use a little less petroleum or diesel, that we are going to prevent the planet from
This is total tyranny you're talking about. Total tyranny. Okay, let me ask you serious questions here. If only the U.S., England, and Western Europe are going to adopt these carbon rationing systems, and, I mean, take the Kyoto Protocol, a different system from yours, but where we put caps, and then China, India, Mexico, and 161 to be exact, other nations don't, then that will cause all industry to move there where there's no controls, where there's real toxic waste and real things that I'm against and real deforestation. So you piggyback what you're saying onto all these real things,
right,
and I'm against that. And they've done studies, government studies, that Kyoto plan would actually increase emissions by about 40%.
Right. Well, it just shows how little you've read up what I have written that you can make that statement, because I totally agree with you that there is no solution for the world unless all the population of the world, including the populations of developing countries, of China, India, Brazil, and so on, are all included in this. And the only way in which this can be achieved is on the basis, on a moral and practical basis, which is equal shares. Are you in favor of equal shares?
No, I'm not in favor of, and let me tell you why. Let me answer the question. We've heard this a million times in human history, and then there's always those that, quote, divvy out the equal shares, and they always wear black uniforms. There's always police dogs, always barbed wire, always marching around and checking and inspecting and arresting people, and there'll be a black market in creds and a black market in people and banning barbecue pits and banning space heaters outside, as Europe's trying to do, and now here. No, I don't want to be a collectivist with some hellish nobody who can't create ideas. I want to work hard, have things that people want, and I want to be successful. I want to compete. I want to go to the stars.
Do you want the populations of the third world to share in this?
But that's not the IMF and World Bank are going to take our money and use it to enslave the third world, not help them, as Al Gore's claimed.
Dear me, dear me. I must say, this conversation leads me to almost a feeling of despair. If there are a lot of people who share your views, then I have got good grounds for despair that we're going to save the planet.
Tell us about your book. Maybe we can go get your book, read it, and we'll learn that we're wrong. Well, tell people the title, Ed, about saving us.
Well, the book is called How We Can Save the Planet, with the subtitle Preventing Global Climate Catastrophe. It's a paperback now. It came out in hardback last year.
Let me tell you the real threat. Well, good. I hope people get it and read what you're saying. The real threat is genetic engineering, which top scientists we've had on, and I mean scores of them, Nobel Prize winners, that they say something like the Andromeda Project is likely to happen. Heavy superconducting super collider, the one in Switzerland, that, brother's the real threat, not the life-driving gas carbon. And I hope to heavens, you're invested in your... How are you the father of this when I read Club of Rome saying similar things earlier? I mean, what specifically are you the father of?
The proposition that only through the medium of having equal shares of carbon, share of fossil fuels, can we look to a future in which we curtail our burning of fossil fuels to the level which do not precipitate disaster in
the future.
Admit
it's a bunch of other
already happening.
But they admit it's a bunch of other gases. Oh, there's always been earthquakes. There's always been tsunamis. Don't try it. they always have been.
And do you deny that the glaciers are receding?
Absolutely. You mentioned Greenland. Okay. In Greenland in World War II, a group of U.S. and British bombers got stuck in a blizzard. They're now under 45 feet of ice. The way glaciers work, and everybody knows this, is that there's precipitation by ice, by different forms of water. It builds up. It then pushes out to the edges. I read Magellan when he went past the Antarctic down there at the tip of Chile, talking about, you know, 15-mile long giant ice pieces floating around everywhere. I just know too much history. I know that there's always been giant icebergs every spring and summer that break off, and I know that's how it works. And I know they've done the studies that if the entire polar ice caps melted, which they're not, that sea levels would actually go down because of the salinization calculations in the four different types of ice that are there. And we've had top water experts and hydrologists on breaking down ice studies, showing that actually sea levels will go down if we had total ice melting.
Well, all I can say is you must have an amazing facility to block your mind when you see evidence which runs counter to what you are saying.
Are you worried about genetic engineering, Bubba? That's something that we really ought to have people...
No, I've never taken an interest in genetic engineering, you may be pleased to hear.
An actual super threat. Open-air, cross-species chimeras.
What I find extraordinary is that you're trying to invalidate all that I'm saying by making accusations like that I've got a political agenda, which I don't. I have a moral agenda.
Your moral agenda is being used for global taxation and regulation and control. Listen, you didn't answer my question.
Taxation.
Are you saying that volcanoes don't put out more greenhouse particles?
Of course they do. Of course they do in the same way that there are variations in solar energy. The solar flares affect the temperature on planet Earth.
Final segment, sir. We're going to come back and talk about Mars. Now, when I had Rothschild on, when we talked to one of the Kennedys, they just said there's no ice caps. Of course there's ice caps on Mars. And I refuse to say there isn't.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind.
Folks, the global warming hysteria people want to create millions of these phone book-sized carbon scrubbers to suck carbon dioxide out of the air. They're even talking about cutting down trees because they supposedly put out carbon. You can't make this up. It's mainstream news. The truth is that the carbon goes up, the trees grow faster, the plankton's healthier, and then they create more oxygen. The Earth is oxygen and carbon starved. We need more desperately. It is a wonderful gas. That's why I raised the point of if you give people the scientific name for water, 99% will say ban it. It's the same ignorance. You tell them carbon dioxide, and a mother will grab her child and go, no, please save me, with total police regulating everything I do and carbon cred and rationing. Help me, government. Oh, run my life. By the way, you got a great review in the Fabian interview. What's the views of the Fabian group? They're collectivist, aren't they, sir?
I don't know. I was simply approached by the a journalist who was acting on behalf of the Fabian Review, asking if they could interview me, which I agreed to, and that is a record of it.
Boy, those control freaks would love to have control of all of our energy so we can all be their slaves. They're going to love it.
You're just talking rubbish. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you really
yeah.
are just talking rubbish. When you just talked now about trees absorbing carbon, what you overlooked to say
is they put out the devil
in the when trees die, they return the carbon back into the atmosphere.
Heavens,
you do know
no,
that, don't you?
Heavens.
Do you know that?
Yes, at a lower ratio.
What?
I've seen the studies. A tree will put out many times in its lifetime more oxygen versus when it dies.
I'm talking about carbon dioxide. The trees absorb carbon dioxide as they're growing. When they die, they return the carbon back into the atmosphere.
No, their carbon sinks. Well, what's in the ocean is, again, billions of times what's in all the trees.
It is indeed, but
I know, trees are bad now. Have you heard the scientists saying cut down trees?
What?
Have you heard the people that agree with you saying cut down trees because they're bad?
No, I haven't, and it's a stupid proposition, because all that would happen is if you cut down the trees, you were, as I was just saying, you
return carbon
back into
the atmosphere. Kill the trees, they're hurting us!
You're interrupting me again. How extraordinary. How do you get a job as you
because
have
it's
now
all
when
complete,
you interrupt your
interview
the whole
time? Listen, I believe you believe what you're saying, and I believe you think you're saving the Earth, but
I don't care what you think about I'm saying. What I care about is the truth, and I'm just trying to, but with constant interruptions.
The truth is, this is not a tax.
You're doing it again.
Because you're so funny.
You're doing it again. It's not a tax. It's an allowance. You're giving everybody.
You've got to pay if you go above your allowance. You've got to buy the credits from the government.
Stop talking through me. So the poorer people are not penalized.
Oh, yes.
Listen, you make me have a heart attack. I'm nearly 77, and all you're doing is being provocative.
Wouldn't that help the Earth if humans are bad?
And talking half science, half truth.
Wouldn't that help the Earth if you died?
What?
If humans are so bad, wouldn't that help things if you died?
I mean, this is rubbish. Seriously.
I talked to you during the break. You said you're scared
you
of this.
You want to see a psychiatrist.
You better be, because we're not going to be under your control, and we're not going
to
be slaves, and we're going to defeat
anybody.
You.
I've never had an interest in controlling anybody.
I know, you mean well. You mean well.
Person.
You mean well.
Pardon?
You mean well. I think you really do mean well. I just think
well,
you're misguided.
Very generous of you. Thank you so much.
Give us the name of your book again. I am being generous. I want people to get it so they can figure out what to do.
The book is called How We Can Save the Planet. and it's published by Thomas Dunn Books. It's a paperback. It's quite cheap. And
Doc,
I can assure
Doc,
you
we got to go. I got to interrupt you again. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Major General Stubblebein. George Clooney's making a movie about him. Scheduled to be joining us from Panama. We'll see if we got those time zones right. And he's scheduled to be on with us, so we'll see what happens. Going back and finishing up with Mayor Hillman, he's the father of the idea of the carbon credit cards. And I wanted to be able to plug his book and have the floor here at the last three, 4 minutes of this interview. But, sir, I forgot one question for you. We're going to have this card that tracks all of our carbon allowance, and I guess that'll have a history of our purchasing and what we're doing. Won't that then be used as a surveillance method, with the government or whatever group is going to be controlling this? Knowing the history of what we buy and what we do, isn't that surveillance invasive, or is that? And you've also said that we should be restricted in our free speech. That you lean towards that. I mean, so I guess you'd be for that too, or, where do you stand on that?
You're just talking rubbish yet again. The fact is that this would be very simply administered when you paid for your petroleum, paid for your gas at the pump. You would have your annual ration reduced or taken off your share.
That'll be on a database.
When you paid your gas.
I'm not talking rubbish. You just insulted me again and said I'm talking about rubbish. That's why I'm interrupting you. You say it's going to be a card. What are you talking about?
Okay. Let me repeat again. Read my book, How We Can Save the Planet. It's published by Thomas Dunn Books. It's a paperback, and it contains within it the reasons why we need to be seriously concerned, more concerned than anything else that we have had to live with during our lives, seriously concerned about the state of the planet and the trajectory we're on towards...
And you support banning people like me that disagree?
No, of course not.
You said that earlier.
I believe in free speech, as you do.
You just said earlier that you're leaning towards agreeing with it being banned in Europe.
What? The climate denial. Denial that the climate is... This is the equivalent...
So you agree with free speech, but you don't. I see. And it's a tax, but it isn't.
Listen, during wartime, which I recall well, there were some people who were denying that there were concentration camps. I would have thought that that was a sufficient grounds for saying that this should be made a crime because millions of people were dying as a consequence of this pretense that the serious situation wasn't arising. We are in a comparable position now. The condition of the planet is deteriorating because of people like you and because of the amnesia that seems to infect everybody, not wanting to face up to the
truth. So we're fighting Hitler again. If we don't attack Iran, we're for Hitler. And if we don't have global taxes, which aren't taxes, we're for Hitler. And everything's Hitler, Hitler, Hitler.
You're exaggerating what the line of reasoning I'm trying to use.
No, other people do that. Other people say if you don't totally support Israel, what they're doing to Palestine, you're Hitler. I had a guy call me yesterday and say that.
Well, he's wrong. Both sides have got a case, and the only way of solving that particular problem is by them sitting down together and hammering out their
And that'll never happen.
And you agree to that?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I agree with you that volcanoes put out more than humans, and that. But then you just bypass all that. I know that you at least you admit Mars has ice caps. You usually have people on, they just go, no, it doesn't. You're a liar.
I'm not concerned with Mars. Ah. I'm concerned with planet Earth, on which...
But you claim my SUV. You claim my SUV is causing it.
6.5 billion people live on planet Earth.
You claim that I'm causing the global warming, and I'm not.
What?
You claim it's human cause when it's not human caused on Mars.
I said humans are contributing to it. I didn't say they were the cause of it.
The UN's own report
says
6%, even if you believe that baloney report. We aren't even a fly on the behind end of this planet. It's a planet born in solar radiation and volcanic tectonic upheaval.
Where's your evidence that it's a baloney report?
Oh, they're having top scientists on. They're tearing it apart. Hundreds of the scientists didn't even sign on to it.
The ones who agree with you are the reputable ones.
The 33,000,
yeah. Are baloney.
Actual physicists, actual climatologists who aren't on government grants who want the global tax. Well, listen, it was great talking to you. Appreciate you spending...
And to you.
Maya Condios.
The stimulus has really got my heart rate going.
Yes, well, we don't want you to die now. I know a lot of the Malthusians out there think humans are bad. I don't think they're bad. I want you to live a long time so you can wake up and admit you're wrong before you die, okay?
Take care.
Take care, buddy boy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Major General Stubblebine Brent N. Stubblebine, the third on with us, was commanding general of the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command from 81 to 84. And before that, he was, you know, commanded special forces. It just goes on and on. He is known for his interest in parapsychology and was a strong supporter of the Stargate Project. Stubblebine features heavily in journalist John Ronson's book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, which has now been bought by George Clooney in Section 8. I'm told, not just in the media, but from insiders, that he's going to play General Stubblebine in an upcoming big film. And I guess me and Stubblebine are kind of in the same place for the other best-selling book, Them, Adventures with Extremists by John Ronson, that I feature heavily in. Reportedly, Jack Black bought that years ago, and now I've confirmed and talked to his folks that he is going to be playing myself and others in a film called Them, which they're about to start producing. I hope that gets made. Clooney has now optioned the book for The Men Who Stare at Goats. Boy, Ronson, something else. Just came out of nowhere. He had a BBC radio show, and he writes two books. He made a film, Secret Rulers of the World, that I'm in three of the five parts in, that's aired all over the world. And now both his big books being made into movies. But I wanted to get Stubblebine's take, because I know what Ronson did to me. And he's apologized on air. He said he didn't used to believe in the New World Order, and when he wrote that, he's sorry. And, you know, he knows most of it's true now. But Men Who Stare at Goats kind of, in a way, tries to make Stubblebine look like a lunatic. When they were doing serious work, so were the Soviets. And, you know, he's a respected man. But that's what Ronson does. These are like dark satire, nonfiction. And we're not going to spend all day on this, but I figured, and we got Mr. Stubblebine and his wife who works with him in their Life Extension Technology group, and they've got a very interesting website as well. But let's go ahead and go to General Stubblebine. General Stubblebine, thanks for coming on.
Well, you're quite welcome. Incidentally, in your introduction, I didn't realize that somebody was planning on having me on film. I think they're going to have to chase me to do that.
No. This is going to be a film. This is going to be a nonfiction film with George Clooney playing you. They won't be chasing you around.
Then I may have to chase him.
Yeah, well, that's the word. If you want, I can pull up the news articles out of Variety about it. Oh, so you hadn't? I guess my producer neglected to tell you. I told him to tell you, but I guess we're all busy.
We've been hard to reach.
Yeah, that yes, they're George Clooney is going to star playing you.
Oh my God, this is going to be interesting.
Okay, well, you didn't know about this. Tell me what you think of it.
I think I'm worried. Let me tell you. Let me go back to Vietnam for just a minute, and I was frequently asked. I was the G2 of the 25th Infantry Division at the time, the intelligence officer for the division at the time, and I was frequently asked to by reporters to give interviews, and I said I would be happy to give interviews. Incidentally, I tried one, and what I said and what was printed was so totally different and so totally out of whack that I almost went ballistic when I found it. And I decided that I would not ever, ever give another interview for anybody. And so my experience in Vietnam sort of shades all of my experience for the world. And but let's talk about freedom and health freedom.
Well, sir, we're going to do that. And I know you don't do a lot of interviews. Why do you, this is your second interview with me, why have you agreed to come on this show? And I know you've come on a few of the other Patriot shows. I mean, have you found that we're more fair than some of the other people?
The answer is yes.
Okay, well,
it's that simple.
Well, in that fairness, I didn't try to sneak attack you. I mean, I told my producer, tell him it's about this movie and about his healthcare stuff. And I know we also have your highly informed, educated wife on the line with us. We'll introduce her coming up in a few minutes as well. Yeah. But, I mean, I do want to get into this because this is pretty big news, and I figured you would have known about this. If you want, I can pull up the Variety article and some of the others about it. But, I mean, specifically, John Ronson, here's an example of what he did to me. I'm driving to meet him in the middle of the Redwoods at night. There is like 4 foot thick fog on the ground. I jokingly say over the cell phone, man, this looks like one of those 1940s werewolf movies. I've never seen fog this thick. I thought that was made up. And he puts in the book that I'm scared of werewolves and believe there were werewolves in the woods. So I understand how they twist things from me making a joke about this looks like a movie based in Transylvania. You know, literally fog up to your neck, so thick you can't see in front of you. And then he turns that into me hiding scared of werewolves. So I know how they twist and spin, but can you get into the special, you know, group and some of the stuff? I mean, and then we'll get into the healthcare stuff. I know most of it's still classified concerning what he... You don't know about the New York Times best-selling book, Men Who Stare at Goats?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. A lot of that is distortion. A huge amount of that has been highly distorted. And the word lie is a little extreme, but pretty close. I get very, very worried about giving interviews. However, my experience with you has been pretty good. That's the reason we're talking again.
Well, General, thank you, but the good way to deal with a lie...
Oh, by the way, incidentally, the reason is you tell the truth.
Well, thank you, General. But I mean, my point is that the good way to deal with a lie, as you know, is to then set it straight. So even if we spend 5 minutes on it, that's all I want. Tell us what the truth is. That way people know the reality as much as you can. I know it's classified versus what John Ronson and others are doing.
On which particular subject?
Just a basic overview of the remote viewing, the Stargate stuff, the quote staring at goats, the stuff the Soviets were doing. So you guys looked into it. You know, the mind power stuff.
Well, I don't think it's a secret that there is a program about remote viewing. I don't know what the status is today. Since I retired in 1984, I've heard all sorts of different... And incidentally, after I retired, I've worked for 6 years. I still had clearances, but by 1990... I had retired three times, and so I didn't have any clearances after 1990. So I have no real answer to what the real status is at this stage of the game. Okay, and I've heard conflicting things that it has been buried. That heard that on a radio interview. Part of truth, I founded a thing called SciTech, which was to use the type of remote viewing that was similar to what we had been using in the military. Do I believe in it? Sure, I believe in it. Why? Because I know it works. Okay? That's very, very true. Incidentally, I actually was thrown off the board of SciTech because I wouldn't divorce my wife at the time. They didn't particularly enjoy her, and so I was actually dismissed from the board. But that's okay. I know that remote viewing works, okay? Period. And I also know that anybody can do it. Now, there are people who are skilled, there are people who are trained very, very carefully, and those people, I believe, do it a lot better. But actually, anybody can allow themselves to go, to someplace else other than where they're sitting. And it's not too hard.
And you ran that major project for the military. I mean, they believe in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I ran it for the Army. Now, my contact was, from the military perspective, was the Army. So what the Navy did and what the Air Force did and what other people did was their business. Mine was, my responsibility was the Army. time, I owned or I had was responsible for all of the Army's strategic intelligence forces around the world. Okay? Now, not the tactical intelligence. This was all of the strategic intelligence. And what that means is everything from the sort of the brigade rear up to corps rear up to the National Security Authority. So that gives you some idea of the people that I was responsible for and probably the subject matter that I was responsible for. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, if remote viewing, if you compare that to health freedom, just as an interesting courtesy or curiosity, the issue is that our lives are being threatened right now. Remote viewing does not threaten our lives. We have a bigger battle right now.
That's right. Codex Alimentarius, stay there. And also introduce your wife when we get back. General Stubblebine, a major general, ran the Army's entire intelligence operation, Intelligence and Security Command, commanded Fort Bragg, you name it, ran all sorts of special operations, tested.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Dr. Rima LeBeau, MD, is Major General Albert Brent Stubblebine's wife. She's going to be riding along with us as well, talking the next 40 minutes we've got left. She's welcome to pop in anytime that she would like to. You were talking about how our health freedom's under attack. If you want later, get into the fact how you guys have pulled out of the North America, gone down to Panama, setting up a community down there. Because of evidence of things collapsing in the future. You said you're not sure it's going to happen, but there's enough threat. That's what everybody else I know who's got a brain's getting out of the country. But please continue, sir.
Well, Alex, before he does, this is Dr. Labor. I got to say two things. One is I doubt that George Clooney is cute enough to play General Stubblebine. And the second thing is we haven't pulled out of the United States. Quite the contrary. We're setting up a demonstration project in Panama for the purpose of showing how food production can be reclaimed globally, teaching farmers how to create sustainable zero-emissions farming without chemicals. But we are very much involved in the health freedom aspect of the United States. For instance, compulsory vaccination is coming to New York and to New Jersey and to the rest of the United States. And we are deeply involved in that. So, no, we're not out of the United States, but we're looking at the global...
Oh, well, doctor, I'm sorry I got that wrong. But obviously, you know, I mean, you're down there because it's important for people to create their own little local communities. That's, you know, real diversification, not the fake stuff the globalists are bringing in. But go ahead. I mean, you're right. They're trying to set up forced inoculations. They're now trying to pass that. I mean, they're going after the alternative health care and minerals and vitamins with Codex Alimentarius. Everything's happening.
Everything is happening at once, and that's one of the really important messages. Freedom is indivisible. Alex, you know that really well. You can't just look at chemtrails. You can't just look at deadly vaccinations. You can't just look at Codex Alimentarius. It's all one thing. It's an assault on our lives, our health, our ability to protect ourselves and our children. And in fact, my latest email blast called Connecting the Deadly Dots pulls it all together, and I know you pull it all together frequently. I want to let people know that they can take a really important step toward winning this battle, and health freedom is a battle we cannot afford to lose, by going to our website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org, and signing up for the Health Freedom e-alert. They're free, they're safe, they're secure, and they contain action steps that we need millions of people to take if we're going to win this battle.
Absolutely. Because, and speaking of chemtrails, you guys are exposing that. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Chemtrails have been admitted, as I'm sure your readers and listeners know by now, to exist by the General Accounting Office. They've been acknowledged in Germany by the government there, and they are deadly. They contain fiberglass particles coated with aluminum, which, of course, are breathed in, and God knows what kind of havoc they wreak. We do know that emergency room admissions go up for cardiovascular and asthmatic episodes by about 14%. Whenever chemtrail spraying is going on over a city, so do deaths go up. We also know that they contain desiccated blood cells, genetically engineered mycoplasma, viruses and other horrors.
Beryllium.
They contain beryllium. They contain fibers, which are apparently associated with one of the two varieties of Morgellons disease.
Since the general, now you're an MD, from a military perspective, General Stubblebine, why do you think they're doing this?
Whoa, why do I think they're doing it? Somebody is very deliberately making us sick. You know, you can't breathe that stuff in and then expect your body to adjust to it. Even if you have a very good immune system, if you put that stuff into your lungs, you got trouble. Now, why would somebody deliberately want to put stuff into your body that should not be there? You know, it's like being in war. You don't want to get shot. I don't want to breathe that stuff. And this is a war, just in case anybody didn't catch it. This is a war, and it is a war we cannot afford to lose. Okay?
Oh, there's a war, physically, spiritually, mentally. We are under attack by the global eugenicists as they weaken us and for, I guess, the further bio attack. Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC documents they want to prepare the public through the media for race-specific bioweapons for the mass killing of the population. We'll get doctors' take on that. We'll also Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., and Major General Stubblebine.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Rima LeBeau is our guest, along with her husband, Major General Albert N. Stubblebine, goes by Brent. And we appreciate him coming on with us today to talk about a host of issues. General, you were talking about how they're waging war against us. Who are they, and why do you believe that the military-industrial complex, working, I guess, for the globalists, has these covert black ops, compartmentalized operations that are so huge?
Well, do I know exactly who the people are? No, I don't know exactly. What I do know is that, and this is important because if you go to our this latest thing that we've just put out in connecting the dots, you see where each one of the pieces that you're talking about is one of the dots and where we believe that it gets to. Now, you've got to go to www.healthfreedomusa.org and go to the e-alerts and read this, connecting the dots, because, Alex, it's exactly what you're talking about. I'm telling you, it's really the issue where there are so many different pieces of this puzzle. And where do they all lead? Well, if you read the dots, they all read the depopulation. And so, again, www.healthfreedomusa.org.
You've also got a video.
You can read the rationale that we have in there. Mm-hmm.
You've also got a video up there about the chemtrails. But they admit that they want to kill 80% of us. They admit they've got covert sterilization programs, and that's in a bunch of government documents. They then just don't say where the operations are going on. They just admit they're spending billions on it. How many people do you think are involved in this global project who aren't compartmentalized? Because, you know, there you were, a two-star general.
I didn't have a clue what's going on in a lot of it.
You were compartmentalized even though you were the head of Army Intelligence.
Sure.
So I
didn't know.
Explain how compartmentalization works, and then, with that unique skill set, how you think this is compartmentalized now? I mean, just basically.
Well, first of all, compartmentalization is easy. If you have a need to know to do the job you're supposed to do, you get the sign up, and you can talk about it with anybody who has the same clearance. You're not authorized to talk to anybody who does not have that clearance. So you literally set up a wall with very secure doors, and the information stays inside that compartment. And so did I have a lot of clearances? Sure. Did I have clearances to the kind of things that you're talking about right now? Hell no. I didn't even know that a lot of those things existed until I got out and began to look around. And then as a result of the work that Reem and I are doing, it opened a lot of doors that I didn't even know existed.
Well,
and
that's the thing,
say,
is that we
holy
all...
Holy smokes.
Exactly. All of us separately investigating run into the same thing. They are poisoning us. They are killing us, from 1 in 33 getting cancer to 1 in 3. I mean, all the autism, they're admitting that they knew the mercury was doing it and other things. I mean, and again, they've got a few thousand eugenicists at the top companies, big pharma, key areas. They know what's happening. A few thousand people in the rest of the intelligentsia. I'm going to Bilderberg next week. I'd say about half of those at that event will have the full picture. That's why we're going up against such great evil. Not even next week. It's actually tomorrow. Time flies. All of this is happening, and I don't think the general public, that the average cop listening, they don't have any idea, General, what we're facing. Can you comment on that? And then I'd like to get a doctor to comment on that.
I would absolutely agree with that. And let me tell you one of the set of dots that isn't even it's only partially on the screen right at the moment, but it's coming, and it is a mandatory vaccination in New York. And let me tell you, they're taking the rules out of the assembly, out of the Senate in New York,
to the feds,
and giving it just to those people who are advisory. Okay, the advisory committee on immunization practices will then make all of the rules. Now, that's getting ready to pass in New York. We're opposing it. But now, just think of this. If it goes into New York, then it will go into every other state in the Union, every other state, and you won't have any control on what goes into your body. None. Zero. Zip. Doodle.
That's the precedent.
And you think that doesn't bother me from a health freedom perspective? Ooh. Guess again.
Well, let me paint this picture. St. George County, Maryland, I had the state attorney on. He admitted, he said, there's no law, you got to take shots. I don't give my children the shots. Started laughing very sadistically, started giggling. In fact, off air and on air, he was giggling. And,
yeah, and they made all those other kids take them.
Here's the deal. 1,500 kids line up, over 1,000 parents, they're crying, cops in riot gear, dogs barking.
Yep.
And they all told him, it's the law, you've got to do it. Now the hoax is being exposed. There's no law, and I have the New York law in front of me. It says 50-plus that the feds are recommending will be law, and it says even if you don't go to public school, they're going to come make you take it. Doctor,
right.
you're a medical doctor. That is an incredible precedent where they are going to force. They're already medicating us through the water with the sodium fluoride, which they admit eats our brain and attacks the glands. But I mean, as a doctor, this is total tyranny, and they're doing it.
Let me give you to Rima.
As a doctor and as a citizen, as a mother, as a wife, as a human being, this is total tyranny. And I want to quote Thomas Jefferson. He said, if the people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. Now, I want to point out, we all know autism, mercury, vaccinations are connected. Most people don't know that formaldehyde found in every vaccine is connected with Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. They may also not know that according to the schedule proposed by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice, that's a CDC committee, an adult reaching the age of 70 will be mandated to take 197 doses of vaccine.
And they're adding new ones every year.
They're adding new ones every year, whether they kill you or not. Now, we treated a head of state in our practice in 2002, 2003, and she told us, and I can't tell you who it was because heads of state also have patient privacy rights, even if the government doesn't think anybody has patient privacy rights. She told us that the useless eaters were to be eliminated globally because they were using, and I quote, our non-renewable resources. Useless eaters meaning 90% of the world's population. So if you give a New Jersey child, for instance, 66 doses of a vaccine before the age of 7, and you add another 75 to 78 doses before the age of 19, and you wind up with 197 doses of a vaccine which contains stealth viruses. Maurice Hillerman of Merck, the head of their vaccine program, in a now famous video, made it very clear that the cancer-carrying capacity, the leukemia viruses, were known and were found in all vaccines, as well as the polio vaccine that he started talking about. If you talk about the fact that compulsory vaccination, as your listeners know, is now permitted or required under BioShield 1, BioShield 2, Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, and under the executive order setting up the capacity for martial law, and the fact that the Canadian government and NORTHCOM of the United States military signed a pact on February 14th allowing Canadian military to come into the U.S. in the event of civil insurrection, national disaster, or epidemic so that they could relocate people to concentration camps for their own safety, quote, and quarantine. You're looking at a merging of medicalizing conditions that don't need to be medicalized using treatments that are deadly because virology is in effect a huge hoax.
And you can see the attack pattern organically, but then you can read their own documents that have been leaked and that are admitted to be accurate, you know, real government documents. They're going to set up a police state, forcibly inject us, then basically just by the end of it, fly over and spray us and kill us. We're being weakened for that. And they'll admit it, and there you are treating a head of state. And there, I guess she was gleefully saying
well,
this
no,
to you?
She was actually a pretty nice lady. It was not the Queen of England, by the way. Everybody asks that. She was actually a pretty nice lady, and she said, you know, this is how I was raised, but I'm not so sure that it's a good idea.
Oh, God.
So that was how far she had gotten in her radicalization. But we know that pharmaceuticals kill more people than the non-communicable diseases of undernutrition, as the World Health Organization calls them. That is cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity. We know that undernutrition is being mandated by Codex. We know that Codex is contaminating the world's food supply with recombinant bovine growth hormone and other animal hormones and antibiotics and irradiation and pesticides that have been forbidden for use anywhere.
And don't forget the live cancer baths they put most of the meat in now.
Precisely. We know that Codex Alimentarius is driven by the United States. And by the way, let me give folks our URL again, because the only accurate and effective voice of the people at Codex is a Natural Solutions Foundation. That's www.healthfreedomusa.org. And we are asking people to help fund our next trip to the next Codex meeting in Geneva at the end of this month, at the end of June, because our only support, unlike a lot of other so-called health freedom organizations, our only support comes from the pockets of people who care about their health and their freedom. We sit at the Codex meetings, and we make friends with the delegates of the health-friendly developing nations who are so poor that they can't be bought by the pharmaceutical interests yet. And then we go to visit them. We go to Africa. We go to Asia. We go wherever people are willing to protect their people. And that has huge impact because the United States imports increasing amounts of its food. And it also has huge impact in helping these countries change the depopulation agenda so that they are not the victims of food, weaponized food. And it's having a tremendous impact. Our work is changing what's happening in Codex, for instance, specifically around non-labeled genetically modified foods. Your listeners already know that it is illegal, Alex, in the United States to label genetically modified ingredients in food. And yet, genetically modified ingredients, we know, cause cancer. They cause infertility.
Let me just stop you. I've had top scientists, people running government labs, other labs, Nobel Prize winners, where they admit that they'll feed a GMO potato that's been on the market for a decade to mice, and they all die. They always were taught in school that mutations only happen during gestation, and, you know, most of them during, you know, the first divisions. And they're saying now they're seeing mutations like a science fiction movie in the organism. It's killing all of them, and they put it on our store shelves. We're under soft kill bioweapon attack. And there's no doubt. That goes for all of you cops and everybody else who serve this evil system. General Stubblebine, there you are, Major General, commanding the entire Army intelligence, running their black ops, and you didn't even know about this, but now we reverse engineered it. Now we have their own admissions. I mean, can you speak to this incredible black op we're witnessing?
Can I speak to it?
Well, I mean, just the mass evil.
I'm disgusted by it, Alex, because, you know, if they told you outright that you had a choice that you could put this in your body or not, and you it advertised so that you knew what was there and you made that choice, that's fine and dandy. If you want to put that stuff in your own body, go ahead and do it. I don't want to put it in my body, and I need to have the choice not to do that. And if you... Alex, I get so upset over this issue that I can hardly do anything except sputter. And I apologize for
no,
that.
No, you're doing great, General.
I am so emotional over this thing because I spent 32 years of my life defending all of our rights, all of our freedoms, all of them. And here we are, and people are making choices for me where I do not have those same freedoms that I used to have.
Well, that's the thing. They're putting poisons in the vaccines, but we can fight and avoid those until they come with organized, and they admit they're training police for mass force inoculations for at least 6 years. But what do you do when they put it in the food, spray it in the air, put it in the water? I mean, they admit in major cities they're finding higher levels, doctor, as you know, of drugs in water that isn't even connected to sewer systems. I mean, they're adding it, doctor.
You bet.
That's right.
Well, one of the things that you do is you get real careful about purifying your water. You get real careful about either growing your own food locally, making connections with people who grow it organically locally, or participating in a sustainable community supported agriculture system so that you get organic food. Now, organic is not perfect. Organic is a low standard, but it's miles better than conventional food dosed with deadly, and I say it again, deadly, genetically modified foods, pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, vaccines for the animals that are now your food, etc. So organic is very important, but it's not the end of the
story.
Well,
doctor, I've gotten to the point where if I eat something that isn't organic or I eat something in a mainline place, I will immediately get sick. I mean, this is my children get sick when they eat stuff that isn't organic.
Sure they do. Absolutely. And they get sick not only immediately, where it's easy to see it, but they get sick long-term. They get cancer, which when I graduated from medical school in 1970 was a rare, rare event in a child. By the year 2020, parents who were born before 2000 will be statistically likely to outlive their children because one child in two, the World Health Organization estimates, who reaches its 18th birthday, if they're born in the year 2000 or after, will have either died or been treated for and recovered from.
Stay there.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
To believe.
So many things going on in the world.
That they're coming saying we're going to forcibly inject you with shots they admit are filled with cancer viruses, toxins, poisons. They know. I mean, they're forcing the death on you right now. They're going to come with police. They're going to try to make, you know, this is so important. I'm going to have General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo on with us in the first hour tomorrow. Then we're scheduled to have a very special guest, just a surprise guest, in the hour after that. I'm going to leave it at that. And then Jason Burmes will be in for the second 2 hours because I've got to get ready to leave the next day, and Burmes will be sitting in the rest of the week while I'm in D.C. covering Bilderberg, the people that are killing you. It's not fun having to go confront them or deal with them and all their goons. You know, I mean, I'll be there with cops coming up threatening me, saying I don't have a First Amendment, while that very cop's compartmentalized, being murdered, his children being murdered, by the people in the building behind him. And if I try to warn him, he'll just laugh at me. We're talking, though, to the former head of Army Intelligence, Major General Stubblebine. He worked in a lot of, he was the head of Fort Bragg, Special Forces, you name it, amazing individual. Worked in a lot of super secret programs he can't talk about. And George Clooney's making a movie about him, of course, right now. And they are coming to the same conclusion I've come, back engineering this, but it's admitted. They're soft killing us. That means slow kills. You can't tell who did it. And these are real numbers. We've gone from 1 in 33 having cancer to 1 in 3. It's about to be 1 in 2. The children, I mean, on my block where I lived before, I just moved, 3 kids died of leukemia on the block. I mean, you never had children getting cancer. And it's not just chemicals. It's what's being injected. MD, you're a doctor. Dr. Labo. I mean, I know there's cops out there that serve the system, people that don't believe us. And boy, when their child's dying, you just said it, half the kids getting cancer are dying from it. They're now teaching us that cancer is going to be like a cold. But take your shots. Final comments from you, Dr. Labo. I appreciate Labo, who says you'll come back on with General Stubblebine in the first hour tomorrow to continue this. But final comments from both of you.
Well, my final comment is that this is a battle we cannot afford to lose and a war we cannot afford to lose. And if it means being uncomfortable because you have to look at facts you wish you didn't have to think about, that's the price of freedom.
Finish those statistics. Finish those numbers that we ran into the break on.
The statistics are that we are being slaughtered. Slaughtered. That is the word. We are being slaughtered by what we are being forced to breathe through chemtrails and pollution. We are being slaughtered by what we are being forced to eat, by unlabeled poisons in our food. Thank you, Codex. Thank you, Big Pharma.
This would, and I'm interrupting because we're down to the end here, but imagine if Hitler was smart, he would have done it all covertly like they're doing now. This is eugenics. This is them depopulating the world so they can have it. Kissinger, Club of Rome, they all say it. General Stubblebine, you never face an enemy this diabolical. What is it like to know the global corporations are killing little babies that get put in coffins all around me, all around you, murdering children, the cold-heartedness of giving American children cancer?
It is disgusting, first of all. Second of all, when you think about, again, the time that you spent defending everybody against this kind of assault, and then you look around, and it's being, you're being assaulted.
Give folks the website. Give folks the website. Powerful info.
Okay. www.healthfreedomusa.org. Go there. Go to the e-alerts and take a look at the conclusion that we came to with connecting the dots.
Incredible interview tomorrow. We'll have you both on at the start of the show. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay.
God bless you both. I'll talk to you for one moment off air. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. We'll actually go to PrisonPlanet.com. Listen to the streams right there. We had an incredible first hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now